So there we go, the Supremes on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Good afternoon, welcome to the programme. Tom Evans here with BB Lynch, and we are live. Live as you could be from the front gates of glorious Goodwood. It is day three, it is Ladies' Day, and it is the place to be seen today. Is it not, BB? You look absolutely gorgeous, I have to say.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not. You look gorgeous. You look stunning.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a lovely dress with patterns on it.
There you go.
Not my department.
And you look very handsome and dashing. Thanks. Can you believe they let us in?
Not really, but we've got these special passes, so we kind of have all access to the race course today.
What is a horse?
Listen, I understand that you're not particularly au fait with racing and horses, but we're going to get through that today. I know a little bit. We've got Mark Francis here with us, our racing expert. Chris Lauder's down at the winner's enclosure as well, ready for us a little later on.
Yeah.
Don't panic. We'll get through. We've got a bunch of ladies here waiting to talk to us already. This is very exciting. Hi, girls. Hi, girls. You're looking absolutely radiant here underneath the underneath the vivid flags adorned in the colours of glorious Goodwood as we are at the front gates. The weather is perfect. And ladies, welcome. You're live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.
I know it's a celebration, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're celebrating my
50th. Stop it. What did and this is what did you do with your beautiful friends? Who is everyone?
So my friend Nimi and Lottie and Liz.
Okay, and your name?
Lindsay.
And where did you come from?
We've come from Worthing.
I've got stories to say about Worthing, but I won't repeat that. Tell me what you're wearing. Who are you wearing, as they say in the Oscars?
I'm wearing Phase 8.
What happened to Phase 7? It's gorgeous. It's black and it's blue flower. Florals is a real theme. You've all got florals on, ladies. You're wearing a hat, please. Can you just describe your hat?
It's feathers and few curls and hair done by my daughter Lois.
Oh, well done, Lois. Good job, Lois.
Can I just ask, ladies, when was this date in the diary for you? How long has this been in the making, and how long did it take you to choose your outfits? Because from what I gather here on Ladies' Day, it's quite a thing to turn up in the right outfit.
Well, it is. I mean, we booked our tickets back in January, didn't we? So we knew we wanted to have a lovely girly day out somewhere, and where better to do it than here at Goodwood, so...
But it's about that, is it? So, I mean, are you racing fans, or are you here because it's Racing Plus?
Racing Plus. We're really looking forward to the first race today, obviously, with the Magnolia Cup, and all that entails, raising money for charity, and... I've got my money on Black Beauty.
Oh, wonderful.
Good tip. Okay, stay with us. We're going to be live at Glorious Goodwood till 4 here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Anastasia on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Tom Evans and BB Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood. Day 3, Ladies' Day today. We are being treated like royalty, BB. This is just fabulous, right?
The weather is incredible, the people are incredible, the fashion's incredible, and the racing will be incredible.
The race course itself is just in pristine condition with these flags up and the marquees. It looks like it's prepared for some kind of presidential visit.
Well,
it's got that vibe. Maybe it is.
We don't know what's going to happen.
I know who does know. Seamless link. We've got Alex Eid with us, Racecourse General Manager. Alex, thanks for sparing a couple of minutes to chat to us on what is probably the busiest day in the calendar for the racecourse.
Yeah, very much so. Part of a five-day festival, and this would be one of the busiest days of those 5 days. So well over 20,000 people will be flooding into the racecourse as we speak. And, certainly a busy time for me and the team.
So you'd normally have, about 20 of you on staff working day to day? So how many extra have you had to draft in for Ladies' Day?
So if we're not racing, the team would be around about 20, and that will swell to over 700 today. So a lot of part-time staff come in, certainly for all these 5 days, and that presents quite a lot of logistical problems in its own right.
Yeah, because they all need breaks and they all need fed and watering. So, I mean, do you palm that off to someone else to sort of deal with that so you can deal with more important matters? How does that work for you? Your sort of day-to-day job today, have you done your duties, you've sort of delegated, or is it still pretty stressful for you?
There's a bit of that. I mean, I have a very great, very, very good team, and you have to delegate as much as you can, I think. And I'm generally now here just in case something goes wrong. And actually, everyone in the team knows what they're doing, and they've done it a few times before, so that's fine. But I'm a great believer, as long as you have happy staff, they will treat the customers well, and the customers will have a fabulous experience and hopefully come back.
And it's an all-year-round preparation for today, for this week. I know you have many other meets here at the race course, but this particular week is the big one that you prepare for.
Very much so. We race 19 days a year, but these 5 days are our sort of time on the global stage. It's not just a big race meeting now in the UK. It's a big race meeting around the world, and the eyes of the world are firmly on this part of West Sussex for these 5 days. So we spend all year and perhaps longer planning for these 5 days. So it's very, very important to get it right.
Just talk to you about security here. We see a lot of security, and they've been wonderful, and they're in the spirit of things, aren't they, Bibi? We saw the police having selfies with some of the best-dressed ladies.
The police stroke photographers. Yeah, they're taking snaps of all the women.
But security is such a major thing at big events these days, and we've seen horrible scenes, haven't we, at various racecourses around the country with fights happening. How do we stop things like that going on? Is there only so much you can do?
Yeah, I would say there's only so much you can do, but we take it very seriously. We have a very big security presence here with a lot of police, a lot of our own security staff. We have lots of drug detection measures in place. We have undercover staff here who are mixing in with the crowd. We take it very seriously. And, yeah, you could probably say at a certain point there's not much more you can do, but we do everything we can.
Well, it's such a wonderful atmosphere. Alex, thank you so much for chatting to us. We'll let you crack on with your day. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
All right, there's the general manager of the race course here at Glorious Goodwood, Alex Ead. And the sun has just come out from behind a cloud. As soon as that sun comes out, the grass is... that's the one thing that stands out for me here at Goodwood. The grass is just... I know it sounds small, but it's incredible.
Can I ask the question?
The vivid colour, yeah.
Did you take your antihistamine?
I did. Yeah, well, I'm allergic to horses.
This is the funniest... this is the most tragic and yet most hilarious thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. The day I get asked to go and broadcast live from a race course, I thought they were joking. But I can't get too close to a horse because... do you want to know what happens?
Yes. I want to see it.
You want to see it? Well, my eyes swell up, my cheeks swell up, and my nose starts running.
Oh, you... Yeah. What a beauty. And what a beauty you are.
I'm in my Sunday best, so that's not going to be too good.
That doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, don't try and be funny and try and rub me on a horse a little later on.
I won't do that.
No, thanks. Listen, a quick word with Mark Francis, our racing expert. First race is at what time? And it's quite a unique race, isn't it?
It certainly is. Off the card, really. We have a charity race at 1:10, so just under an hour's time until that starts. We have 12 horses going to post for the Magnolia Cup, the Goodwood Ladies Race in support of well-being of women. If you cast your eye down the jockeys, you may recognise some of the named. Victoria Pendleton, of course, has ridden at the Cheltenham Festival before. Louisa Zisman, we know of her from The Apprentice. And Khadija Mella, the 18-year-old, should be creating some history today. Best of luck to her.
Yeah, she's going to be the first ever person to ride in a race here in Britain in a hajib, which is, I mean, as you say, Mark, making history. It's wonderful to see that, and trend-setting, we hope, for the future.
18-year-old from South East London goes to a racing club in Brixton. I love that. And maybe that's what's happening with racing. It's becoming more inclusive.
That's exactly what we hope. And it is seen, isn't it? The perception of racing is that it's quite maybe for the elite, because it does cost to get into it, horses, a lot of money and riding lessons. So we hope that those barriers are broken down today. I can smell something absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, I can see picnics and I can see food. So we're going to investigate a little further. Stay with us. We're here till 4 on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. It's Madonna. Yeah, Madonna and Vogue on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Tom Evans, BB Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood, day 3. And it is Ladies' Day here, and we are
we're in
a huddle, BB, of ladies. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, ladies. This is the Nifty 50 Club.
This is the Nifty 50 Club, yes.
I can't... What, your combined ages?
We're all 50. 50. Well, I'm the youngest, so I'm 50.
Oh, all right, love. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn, you look so stunning. Marilyn's got leopard print shoes on. Where did you get those?
Kurt Geiger.
Does he know you got them?
No.
So are you all friends? How do you all know each other?
School friends, yes.
I love this. What's your name?
Yeah, Kerry.
And you're all friends?
We were friends from school, most of us, and most of us have been, so we're all 50s. Marilyn's our last 50-year-old, so, yeah.
Why did you choose to come here to celebrate the Nifty 50 parties?
Well, you have to ask Marilyn that.
We normally do, because we live in Surrey, we normally do Epsom Ladies' Day, and I just thought it'd be a change to do Goodwood, yes.
What is it about it? So, I'm guessing you're all racing enthusiasts, or is it the booze?
No, we like to dress up. I think that's the main thing about Ladies' Day is dressing up.
And there's a lady in a... I had to ask you about that hat, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm standing next to this very lovely-looking lady. What's your name, please?
Mary.
Hello, Mary. I'm about to do my first fashion description
Good luck,
of the
Tom.
Day. Mary is here wearing a vivid pink dress. which looks incredibly expensive, with a hat. I'd probably class it as a fascinator, which includes up to 500 butterflies.
Yes, it has got 500 butterflies.
So is this a design that you've seen and bought, or is this something you put together yourself?
No, it's a design that I've seen and brought.
Looks wonderful. Where would you go to find something like this? It is literally a fascinator, just adorned with butterflies. Where do you find that?
Where did I find it, girls?
She's holding a glass of champagne and she's got two jugs of Pimm's in front of her.
Oh, I got it in a charity shop for £10.
No, you did not.
Charity shops are the greatest.
Are you serious? That's you look unbelievable. You look unbelievable. But you're all here all day. I guess. So enjoy your celebrations. I can see you're halfway through two jugs of Pimm's and a bottle of Pinot.
Please pace yourself,
which
ladies.
Which is really lovely. And there's a spare seat over there. So BB, over to you, and I'm going to come sit down.
And do you know what's happening here as well? There's lovely, handsome policemen are taking photos. You must exploit that.
I didn't hear what you said there.
Handsome policemen seem to be taking photos of women when they ask them to. You must do that.
Oh, yes. I like a policeman.
We all like a policeman.
Yes. Yeah, if you ask them for a selfie, they're very... like a man in uniform. All right. Listen, ladies, we'll leave you to it. Have a fabulous day.
Happy birthdays, all of you.
Happy birthdays.
And tell me where that charity shop is.
This is BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey with Tom Evans and BB Lynch. All right, Aretha Franklin for you now. Stay with us. Aretha Franklin, welcome back to Glorious Goodwood, Day 3, Ladies' Day. Tom Evans and BB Lynch here till 4 for you. Welcome to the programme. Racing expert Mark Francis is shadowing us throughout the day. He's a very useful man to know. Just remind us again, for those that have just joined the programme, the first race is at what time? It's a fun one, this, isn't it?
It certainly is. 1:10, so about half an hour left to go here for the charity race. It's the Magnolia Cup, the Goodwood Ladies race in support of well-being of women. Some very good jockeys in line. Victoria Pendleton, who's ridden at the Cheltenham Festival before. Louisa Zisman, we know from The Apprentice, and of course Khadija Mella, the 18-year-old who's hoping to create some history here this afternoon.
And Frankie Dettori, leading jockey, a name that everybody knows. When's he going to be in action?
He's got three rides here this afternoon. He's the leading jockey of the festival so far. We're on day three. He's had three winners and he's got three live chances here this afternoon, hoping to add a third Group 1 victory of the week.
Awesome. All right, BB, where do we find you?
You find me in a field with Frankie Dettori doing some stretches and a few lunges. No, I'm at the 1 furlong marker, whatever that means. I can see green and it's mounds of green. I'm suggesting, is that the South Downs? I think that's the South Downs.
That is the South Downs,
and I found entertainment. So the thing about Ladies' Day is everyone's here, of course, because the races are huge races and brilliant races. The Magnolia Cup's especially interesting because it's raising money and awareness for well-being of women, which is a gynae and reproductive health clinic, so charity, so super important. And all the other races are going on, and that's fantastic. But there's also entertainment and food and drink. But more importantly, I found proper entertainment, Soph and Simon. When were you booked?
We were actually booked last week. Yeah, I know. So we just got a phone call saying, can you come to Goodwood for, you know, Glorious Goodwood? And we were like, sure, when is it? Tuesday, Saturday, brilliant. We've got other gigs as well going on this week. So we're like, yeah, we can fit it in. But yeah, it was last week, last minute, and Soph and Simon were raring to go.
But it's a huge confidence we are. So this is such a prestigious day, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really nice to be asked. Everyone's looking lovely today and the sun's shining. We actually got cancelled on Tuesday because it was very blowy. I don't know if you saw the weather and that, but it was raining and all sorts. But we're very pleased to have the weather all nice and glorious for us.
Before I ask you to, there's an announcement. Maybe they're announcing the song you're going to sing. I'm not sure. But before we ask you, Soph, please tell me who you're wearing, as they say in Hollywood.
Oh, who am I? It's only quiz clothing. It's not anything too exciting. Gosh.
Simon, who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? Banana Republic. Yes.
Is that true? Or you just saying it because Soph just said that?
No, it is. It is.
I saw the label on our bed this morning because he ripped it off his trousers.
Oh, that's too much information. That's too much showbiz backstage. So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a bit of Ain't Nobody, a bit of Chaka Khan. So.
Lovely. Take it away, guys. Can't wait.
Time should ever slay, pass away it was. Happened so naturally, I did not know it was love. Dancing, I felt you holding me close. What was I gonna do? Let myself go. And now we're flying through the stars. If all this time will last forever. Ain't nobody loves me better, makes me happy.
That's fabulous. Give him a round of applause, everybody. So at Soph and Simon, the best duo you'll find around Sussex and Surrey. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. We might try and catch up with you a little later on for a duet.
Oh, maybe, Tom, maybe. Thank you very much.
Hang on.
Poor Simon was like, no.
No.
Get away.
Get your own gig.
All right. Thank you, guys. Lovely to see you. Enjoy the sunshine. Look, baking hot here. Let's just get a quick update on the weather, see what's happening across Sussex and Surrey. Well, today it should be dry with some sunny intervals and light winds. Any clouds will clear by around 5 p.m. today, leaving it quite a nice sunny late afternoon for us. So highs are 24 degrees. Into this evening, cloudy but dry, not too cold. Again, pretty nice. Minimum temperatures getting down to 14 degrees Celsius. And then tomorrow, very similar to today, actually. Dry, cloudy again, but some good sunshine poking through. It's not going to be too hot for us. A pleasant 23 degrees Celsius. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, high afternoon. Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch, you join us live at Glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day. Honour and privilege to be here.
Hang on.
And as I say that, on cue, the royal trumpeters and trombonists and saxophonists and the drums. They kick off. They're on the finish line and they're doing their little thing in formation. They look very regal, don't they, Bibi?
Tom, they must be boiling.
Do you reckon?
Look how hot. Look at them, though.
Yeah, so they're
lovely
wearing
red jackets,
tunics.
Big gold button. Tunic, is that tunic?
Tunics,
what's
yeah.
the difference between a tunic and jacket?
Well, you don't wear...
Because now you're a fashion correspondent.
No, but in the army you wear tunics.
How do you know that?
Because...
Have you been in the army?
No, I haven't, but I know people that have been in the army.
I don't think that's true.
I say it with authority, just go with it.
Okay.
But yeah, look at them.
Why are they going away? I just requested some Wham and they left. Pop Tropicana!
You can't ask an army band no. to play Wham.
No.
No, that's not the done
Every
thing.
Every day's a school day.
Yeah.
At Ladies' Day.
This is a new experience for
all
you,
of it's
isn't
new.
It? Yeah.
I'm a little bit shell-shocked by it all. It's exciting.
Very.
Actual, like, proper atmosphere.
But everybody here is just up for it completely. As soon as you walk through the gates here at Glorious Goodwood, and you see how the pristine lawns and the tents and the food and everything, and the people are just dressed so beautifully, you suddenly slip into that, don't you?
It's a little bubble of happy, which is what we need.
Yeah.
You know who's happy?
Who's that?
This lot here.
Oh. Hello, ladies. Good afternoon. Can I just say you are live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey? It's lovely to see you. Is this your first Ladies' Day here at Glorious Goodwood?
It is indeed.
And what are you drinking? What is that?
Oh, that's Amstel.
Okay, very ladylike. Trust me to make the one girl with a beer.
Because we're pacing ourselves, because we're going to be here all day.
And how many of you are there?
There's seven of us.
Seven of you? Can I take your name?
Yes, of course. I'm Penny.
Your name, it was like you were in a queue then. Sorry, that Penny. Can I take in your national insurance number, Penny, for God's sake?
Sort code and PIN.
You look so gorgeous. Can you just please describe your outfit?
Well, I'm wearing a dress from Next, which is blue and brown. It's sort of a checkerboard style dress. Just got some nude shoes and a nude handbag.
Nude all the way. You can't. See, Tom now is a fashion correspondent. He's checking out your nude shoes.
I didn't know that colour was called nude.
Well, she's actually got no shoes on now, so that is nude. That's
oh, I
skin.
See. I
That's
see.
Actual
Sorry.
Skin.
Okay.
But nude. Can I ask a question? Did you agonise over the outfit?
No, not really. I just found it in the wardrobe.
My kind of girl.
No, you look gorgeous. Are you a racing fan? Or are you here for? Why are you here?
We just fancied a girl's day out, and no, I'm not really a racing fan, no, don't know much about it, but, you know, just enjoy the girls being together, getting dressed up, and enjoying some drinks in the sunshine.
Which of you seven is going to be the troublemaker?
Anne, over there. Anne is going to be the troublemaker.
What, the innocent blonde Anne? Look at Anne's
Sorry,
face.
This is Anne with a pint of Amstel.
That Anne.
That okay. Anne, yeah.
Well, I'll hold my reputation up well.
You do.
Well done, Anne.
Listen, it's lovely to meet you all. Have a fabulous day.
Now,
the hub
Have
of,
a great time.
The hub of any race course, of course, is the winner's enclosure. We have our racing expert, Chris Loader, on site. Chris, what can you tell us?
Yep, we've got the Magnolia Cup opening ceremony happening here. Lots of the jockeys that are taking part. We've got the likes of Victoria Pendleton also as well, BBC South's Alexis Green. They're all taking part in the Magnolia Cup. But this is where the hub of the race course is. This is where the winning connections, the owners, the jockeys, this is where they parade after they win. But also as well, next to the winning enclosure, we've got the entrance to the weighing room, and that's really where it's the changing room for the jockeys. So it's really a hive of activity down here.
So, Chris, the pass that we're wearing on our wrist, will that allow us access to the jockey's changing room? This is a question Bibi wants to know.
Listen, well, I'm not getting anywhere.
Well, if you play your cards right and maybe do a wink at maybe one of the officials, they might let you in, but it's quite tough security down here.
All right. And so, listen, this is, as I said earlier, it's the hub of where it's all happening. Celebrities do mingle around where you are, so it's probably worth us popping down a little later on. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got, actually, I've just seen Gok Wan here, the fashion expert.
What's he wearing?
Down here. Yeah. He's very
Well,
smart,
I did say celebrities, though.
Thomas.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Yeah, no, he is. He is. He's a lovely guy, actually. Chris Loder, down at the winner's enclosure. Right, Mark Francis is with us. Don't leave my side today, Mark, because when the racing starts, I'm going to need you. First race, just remind us all again.
Finally, the 10 past one in the opening race of the card actually isn't part of the seven races. This is a charity race, the Magnolia Cup, the Goodwood Ladies race in support of the well-being of women. We've got some very good jockeys in there. Many may know from other careers. We just heard from Chris there, Victoria Pendleton in the paddock. Also, Louisa Zisman, Khadija Mella, that 18-year-old, creating some history this afternoon. There's 12 horses going to post. And the interesting thing here is that all the horses are actually got a different name to their proper racecourse name.
I noticed that. What's that about?
I think Chris might be a bit more informed than I am, but there are some horses in there which I know he likes, the likes of Harry Hurricane, I think actually ran here early in the week, Paddy Power, Whiff Waff, another horse who's actually called Land Filly today, so I'm not really honestly too sure what it's all about, but I suppose the protection of name, I don't know if it actually goes to the racecourse profile, but 12 different names for the racecourse commentator to shout out.
And it's worth pointing out that these aren't professional jockeys like you just mentioned, these are celebrities, they're journalists, they're actors, models, and I mean, look, they've been training, obviously, for today because it can be very dangerous, but anything could happen.
Anything can happen. I suppose the one of the more experienced jockeys in the lineup is Victoria Pendleton, who is on board number one Fakenham for the trainer Lorne Hill. She rode at the Cheltenham Festival a couple of years ago aboard, the name escapes me at the minute, but she finished a very good fifth. And she was almost last, really, turning in that day. Of course, very different conditions at Cheltenham to here at Glorious Goodwood. You know, got the cold and the jumps at Cheltenham, whereas you've got the glorious sunshine and the flat here at Goodwood. So it's a challenge for them all, really. Mentioned Louisa Zisman, she rides out in the mornings as well. So they'll all be hyped up and ready to go.
Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood. Day 3, Ladies' Day, 12:45. Stay with us here on the programme. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Lannis Morris set that on the programme. Good afternoon. Welcome to Glorious Goodwood, if you've just turned on. Tom Evans here and Bibi Lynch here for Ladies' Day. And what a privilege it is as well. The sun is up, it's shining. The racecourse is looking in magnificent, magnificent form. And it's really lovely to be here, isn't it, Bibi? This is your first day out at the races.
So I'm never going home. Is racing every single day of the year? Is it, Mark?
Yeah. Bar three, the 3 days over Christmas. I mean, people say Easter Sunday while you're racing. There's normally about 10 cards on Easter Sunday, so it's manic, really.
What's a card, seriously?
A race card, so how many races there are on a day. So we've got 7 here this afternoon, 7 every day throughout the week. But as I mentioned, only 3 days throughout the year do we not have racing, 23rd, 24th and 25th of December.
So, Tom, I'm going to call you a geek.
Fine.
Tom's a geek, and Tom just told me that there's a helipad.
Yeah, they have a helipad here that they put up just for the 5 days, for the festival. And I think there's like 150 different helicopter bookings, so the flights are coming in and out. We don't know who's in them.
Who's in them?
Well, of course, there'll be one or two VIPs which are flying in, but most of them will be for trainers, jockeys and owners. I know that at Royal Ascot, of course, last month, Aidan O'Brien, who's an Irish-based trainer, every day he will fly back and forth, I think to Farnborough or possibly near the course, I'm not too sure, but every day and night he will go back home to Ireland. The following morning, he's back at Ascot. So most of them will be really trainers and jockeys. Also worth to note as well, one of our other local tracks at Epsom for BBC Surrey and BBC Sussex, of course. Many of the jockeys here riding this afternoon will be riding there this evening. There was Sandown last night, and there's Epsom later this evening as well.
So that's commitment, isn't it?
So they finish their race, jump in the shower, jump in the helicopter.
They might not have a shower.
They might not. They're wet silks.
Well, of course, there's different silks for every single race. So a typical path for a jockey, really, is finish the race, go to the winner's enclosure, if you've won, of course, or to the paddock, speak to your connections, go and weigh in, of course. That's the most important thing. Make sure you've got the same weight on your back at the start of the race and then at the end of the race. And more or less, you just see random people running through you. They'll be heading towards the helicopters and sprinting to the next track because some of them might have a ride 60, 70 minutes later. But just one thing to note as well while we're talking about it, the Jockeys' Championship is well underway, of course. We're over halfway in the season. So the likes of Ashi Murphy and Danny Tudhope, who I think are here today, would definitely want to be sprinting off to the next course because they want those winning rides.
Tom, can you ask Mark if I'm allowed in the weighing room? Because I think I've put on a few pounds. I'd quite like...
You're standing next to the guy. Like...
I'm embarrassed.
I'm not getting involved. Listen, Mark Francis, our racing expert, is with us throughout the day. Just going to have a little wander down here. We're right at the finish line here, right on the... on the fence, if you will, and the course is just, well, it's looking better than my own front lawn, I have to say. Two gentlemen here with me today. This is Rob and Dave. Hi, guys. If just a quick chat. We are live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. You're here for the business side of things, guys. You're here for the racing today rather than the entertainment.
Yes, indeed, yes. It's a fantastic day out.
And do you kind of look at the form and check the guides and the build-up to today?
Absolutely, yes. Check it all.
And do you class yourself as knowledgeable when it comes to horse racing, or do you just wing it?
Fairly knowledgeable. I sort of bet every day, so I tend to keep up to date with it, you know. So.
Well, you're the man to know. Dave's here as well. Dave, you're right. You're on crutches, my friend. What have you done?
Oh, dislocated my knee, so...
Oh, dear. Was that after a big win, or was that playing golf?
As good as Rob. Hodge, pick a name.
Yeah, you do what I do. Do what my mum used to do. It's like, oh, I'm going to go with Red Harry because I got red hair and my cousin's called Harry.
Name or colour.
Well, have a wonderful day. Good to see you,
bro. Thank you
very much. So, BB, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? The different characters that you meet on a day like this. You're either here for the fun, for the food, for the drink. You're here with the guys and the family. Or you are like Rob and Dave here. You're into it, and it's a passion, and it's a lifelong love, isn't it, racing?
I bet people get... Well, I'm involved already. I'm emotionally invested already, and I haven't even seen a horse yet.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean?
We've been here since 10. We haven't seen a
where
horse.
Where are the horses?
Mark, where are the horses? Mark Francis, our racing expert. I mean, where is the paddock from where we are? I mean, is it walkable?
Well, the paddock was just the other side of the winner's enclosure where we were being toured earlier. But you mentioned time. I think it'll only be about 5-10 minutes before you see your first horse because the first race, 1:10, we're not too far away.
Chris Lauder is at the winner's enclosure. Chris Lauder is at the winner's enclosure. And you've got horses in view, have you, Chris?
Yeah, the horses are now being paraded as I speak. And I think the jockeys, probably in the next minute or so, they'll get their leg up on the horse and then they'll head out onto the track. So, yeah, I can see there's about 5 or 6 horses in a line and they're all looking absolutely lovely. Their coats are shining. Also, as well, one thing you wouldn't really, if you didn't know too much about racing, these horses are extremely fit and you can really see the muscles on their body, especially towards their legs. They look like really powerful animals.
Mark's here. So how much do these horses cost? I mean, they
what
run...
What a cheap question.
Well, they run into the millions, don't they? It's extraordinary how the money in this sport...
Yeah, the money is getting crazy. I suppose you could say the same in football, really. You see some of the transfer fees. But this is a charity race, of course. These aren't the best of horses you're going to see today. Your prime horses are going to be a bit later on. We've got a Group 1, a Group 2 and a Group 3. They're your horses that have cost a lot of money as a yearlings.
And just, Bibi, just so you know, a leg up onto the horse is what a jockey does to get up to the saddle.
Thank you're, so, you're, I wrote, you saw me writing that down.
Your jaw dropped to the floor.
I was quickly Googling. Yeah. I spotted in the race card, I think it's the technical term, a horse called Black Beauty. And what I was excited about by Black Beauty is it's owned or trained, but I think owned by Mick Shannon, the footballer, the ex-footballer.
That's right, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
But a lot of footballers...
I'm an expert, but I haven't got a clue.
A lot of footballers have horses, don't they? It's kind of a hobby they get into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Charlie Austin, pick up as an example, pretty close to here with Southampton. He's part of XL Racing. He's got many runners. He also had one named Maydan earlier, back in March. Of course, the proper official flat season is in between May and October. But over the winter, of course, many horses are out in Maydan, international, in Japan, possibly even Australia.
All right, listen, stay with us here at Glorious Goodwoods. It's Tom Evans and BB Lynch. We're here till 4. What an honour it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Keep us on if you can. Let's get some music for you now. It's Cheryl Crow. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, live from Glorious Goodwood on Ladies' Day, Day 3. Tom Evans and BB Lynch here till 4 for you. Forget the Ashes, it's not about the cricket today. It is about the racing.
The racing.
And the first, well, the big charity race, the race that really kicks the day off coming at 1:10, so we'll have all the info on that. Our racing expert, Mark Francis, is with us. We're very excited to see the horses for the first time. Steve is here with some news headlines. We're going to get some ice cream. Stay with us if you can. Yeah, we love Jessie J. Welcome to Glorious Goodwood, Tom Evans and BB Lynch here till four on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. It is the most beautiful racecourse I've ever been to in my life. That's why it's called Glorious Goodwood, right, BB? I mean, this is stunning.
It's also the most gorgeous racecourse I've ever been to in my life. It is the only racecourse I've ever been to in my life, but this is absolutely beautiful.
Isn't it great? Yeah, now welcome to the programme. If you just turn on, we're here till four today, soaking up as much of the atmosphere as we possibly can. Now, the first race, the Magnolia Cup, is just about to start.
Yeah.
I can see in the distance there the marshals getting the horses into their racing stalls. Do you like my terminology? this is right.
I saw a horse.
You saw a horse a moment ago.
Did you see me see a horse?
You nearly weeped with excitement.
Beautiful.
How are you feeling, though, today? This is your first ladies' day, your first day at the races.
I am really, really excited. I'm also at feet achy o'clock. I should have worn flats.
Already?
Already. I'm not built for this.
But you look lovely. You've come out in your glamour.
You keep saying that. What am I wearing?
You're wearing a dress with patterns on it. Stop that. Mark Francis is with us. He's our racing expert. He's staying with us throughout the afternoon just so we can get the terminology right. Because a moment ago I called them, I said that, look, the horses are going into their horsey cages. And you corrected me saying their horse stall. So what stage are we at then? Just before the race starts. There's some nervous tummies out there, right?
Absolutely. I'm just looking at you on the big screen. I don't think they are going to use the starting cages, if you like, for this race, the starting stalls. You can see them at the back of the 6 furlong start, but it looks as though the start is going to get them into an orderly line and then start the race that way. Of course, it's only a charity race. It's only a bit of fun with some big-name jockeys, of course, some celebrities there as well. I can see one or two of the horses currently dismounted, so we might be another minute or two, but all ready for the first unofficial race, if you like, of the card.
Yeah, celebrities, journalists.
I wasn't asked. On board.
No, you weren't asked. Well, because we're neither, let's be honest. But I tell you who I'd like to see go well in this race.
Yeah.
And she's a national hero, and I just think she's amazing. Victoria Pendleton.
Right.
Of course, record-breaking cyclist back in the Olympics.
I didn't know she was a jockey as well.
Well, she's kind of left cycling, and she's tried so many different things. She tried to climb Everest last year. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it. She got very close. But now she's a jockey. She's on the horse. So I'd like to see her go well.
I want Khadija Mello, who's the girl that's been in all the news stories, and her horse is called Haviland, and she's 18, and she's studying her A-levels, and she wants to do mechanical engineering at university. And I just think this is so brilliant, like I said before, that maybe this is racing becoming more and more inclusive.
Yeah.
And brilliant.
Which is only a good thing. So how far have these celebrities and journalists got to go, Mark? This is how many furlongs, this race?
This is 5.5 furlongs. A furlong is 220 yards. There are 8 furlongs in a mile. The long straight that is in front of us is 6 furlongs, so they're right at the far end of the straight. And, of course, you can see the massive loop over on the far-hand side. We'll be using that for the majority of the races this afternoon.
And why is the term furlong only sort of used in horse racing? I mean, we don't use it in life, do we?
If you give me a guinea, I'll tell you. Mark, you have binoculars. Can we get some binoculars?
Well, they're only useful, actually, so far for the big screen. I'm trying to get them as far down the far side as I can, but they certainly do help, particularly if you're commentating or looking out for your horse, because the commentator actually on course here, it can get quite loud in the last 2 furlongs, of course, with everyone jumping up and down with their selections, of course, but it looks as though we're not too far away from a start.
Yeah, the horses are doing that little round in a circle thing that you see when you watch the Grand National. When you look at it on the telly, they do that round in a circle thing. And they're all
checking it out.
But they are unreal. I mean, I know these horses, well, we're going to see like some serious Grade 1 horses a little later on. But even these ones in the charity race, the opening race here at Ladies' Day at Goodwood, they are just in magnificent condition, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're very well bred, most of them, of course. They're very well groomed as well. There'll be a prize, I think, roughly about £200 for the best turned out horse, which you may hear over the tunnel for the races here this afternoon, but best of luck to them all here. There's 12 going to post and they're off.
And they are off. So listen, BB, this is a big moment for you.
Oh,
this is
good.
Your first live horse race.
Oh.
Let's wander down towards the finish line. This is very exciting. They're
carry
off.
Me.
It's on the flat. There's no jumps or anything for them to do. And you can see already the leaders. There's 4 or 5 on this first race here, the charity race. Journalists, celebrities involved here. 4 or 5 out front. There's 6 or 7 at the back, actually, by quite a way. You can see the ones that have been training well and maybe have the quicker horses, which is a slight advantage to the others.
But they all look beautiful. Are we allowed to say that?
They, of course, absolutely. And they're in silks today. They're not in particularly famous jockey silks or silks connected to their owners, but they're in fun, fashionable silks just to make this race a bit of a laugh, which essentially it is. It's doing big things, of course, for charity, raising money for well-being of women.
Are we actually going to see them go past us in real life?
Yes, they're coming from our left to the right.
They're here.
And we've looked. Here they come. Here they come.
This is extraordinary.
Let's see if we can just get down to the finish line. Careful with your heels. Have a listen to this, everybody. This is live from Glorious Goodwood.
Number seven fantastic. Was in front.
Just looking to see who's gone first. I think it is Haviland. Bibi, I think you might be right. I'm just going to get a replay. They've actually changed the winning post here. They brought it half a furlong before. That's the actual winning post they've gone past now.
So we saw them go through the winning post, and I didn't realise we were watching the winning post.
We're about in between the winning post for this race and the furlong marker, but a bit later on, it will be a little bit further to our left.
And Haviland was number seven, and seven's my lucky number. Why
I do
didn't...
think, possibly, and that is Khadija Mella. So has she won the charity race, the Magnolia Cup?
We're just waiting for confirmation. Of course, this was the first person to race in a hijab in this country, which is making a history in itself. That would be just wonderful if she could have won that. So we're just keeping an eye on the big screen to see if we can get some results coming in. Here at Ladies' Day, if you just joined us, BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch at Glorious Goodwood for Day 3, Ladies' Day. And everyone here, there's a hush in the stadium, in the stands, as people are waiting eagerly to see the stores. Yeah, Chris. All right, let's go to the winner's enclosure. Chris Loder, what could you tell us, Chris?
Yeah, well, I was just watching the race on a monitor down here, and I think you're right. Number seven was the horse that did get up. I think the camera is focusing on that horse, but it's all quiet down here at the moment. And once they turn back in, they'll come back into the winner's enclosure. And also as well, it just won't be the first horse. It'll be the first four horses, because for finishing maybe second or third in this race, it's still a big achievement for some of these riders. So just to even come in the winner's enclosure will be a big moment for a lot of these ladies that have given up their time to do this.
Thank you, Chris. I mean, the power of these horses when they come by you is incredible. We're getting some results in. Yep, Haviland is first. So Khadija Mella, she did it. Bibi.
What do I win?
Nothing, but you just gave her your moral support. And look, you can see on the big screens the hugs. She's absolutely
amazing.
Done it. The first person in this country to ride in a hijab, which is making history. It's absolutely wonderful. 18 years old. She's from Peckham. She learnt how to horse ride in Brixton. That was tricky in herself, getting the money together with her friends and family. But she did it. And here she is on Ladies' Day at Glorious Goodwood, making history. In second place, it was Land Filly, ridden by, where are we looking to? Oh, Alexis Green. So, I believe she's from the BBC as well. That's absolutely wonderful. Third place, Clubra's Company, ridden by Rachel Goland. And in fourth place, Harrod's hero, Louisa Zussman, who is, of course, famous for being on The Apprentice. So there we go. How do you feel? Your first race done.
I think I did well.
You did very well.
Crying?
Oh, look, she is crying. Bibi, tell us what you could see.
Oh, she is crying. That's too much, actually. How amazing. How much training would she have done? And look, she's going to go back to Brixton to tell everyone she stormed that.
Look at this. This is a wonderful sight, actually. We are watching history. We really are. Here she is. Number seven, Haviland.
18. What were you doing when you were 18?
Yeah, absolutely. In floods of tears as she heads towards the winner's enclosure. We'll go back to Chris very shortly. But what a moment. This is very exciting. And we're underway then for Ladies' Day here at Glorious Goodwood. It's Tom and Bibi. Please stay with us as much as you can. We're here till four today on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Blondie then on the programme. Hello, welcome along. Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood. Day three of this fabulous festival. It is Ladies' Day today. Some incredible outfits. So many beautiful people here today. It really is great. We've had the first charity race to get things started, which was an absolute thrill to be able to see. The next big race at 150, a £75,000 winning prize.
What? For that.
Yeah, I know. This is the money, Bibi. This is the money that's involved in racing.
Isn't it just about the glory of choosing the winner like I just did?
Well, for us, for the punters watching, we're here for a bit of fun. For the jockeys, the trainers, the owners.
Big deal.
This is their life. This is their living, yeah.
You were quite special as we cantered mm-hmm. towards the fence. You started doing what you said you wouldn't do.
I know, I've been told not to. I've always, a little dream of mine is always to do horse commentary on the radio. I don't know why. I love the races. And you were right. I started getting a little excited as you say, trotted towards the finishing line, and now it's really going really strong. And the inside. But I've been getting shouted down by various producers. No, you're not allowed to.
While you're in that fantasy land, you do that over there in the corner. I'm going to talk to... Oh, hang on. Ladies, Kate. Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, why are you here? Why did you choose to come today?
We have chosen to come today for a ladies' day out. And we've left the children at home and we're enjoying the sunshine and the races.
Please say there's food for the kids.
Absolutely. They are well looked after by family members.
Name those family members, I dare you. You don't know. You don't know.
Old Nanny Heather.
Nanny Heather.
We've all got a Nanny Heather.
Yeah. Nanny Heather and Nanny Julie.
So, and there you've got your two lovely friends here. That it's just the three of you, a small party?
We've got five of us, actually.
And how do we know each other?
We are all friends, all mummy friends.
All right.
We're enjoying the races. No winners yet, but we've got a few tips.
Can I just interrupt? Do you come to a day like this with a budget to spend on the bookies to have a bit of a flutter, or are you just here just to watch the spectacle?
We do try to have a bit of a budget, but after about the third race, that budget probably goes out the window.
A few jugs of Pimm's, then maybe it's...
Can I apologise for Tom? Stop asking about money.
Sorry. I don't know why I keep gravitating towards the cash.
Where's the cash?
Expensive day out, though.
Where'd you get your frock?
I got my frock from Silk Fred online.
And was it a... See, your yellow dress, madam, is extraordinary beautiful.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Thank you. My shoes are their favourite. Regular Choice.
Where did you get your Regular Choice?
Yeah, that's the name of the shoes, Regular Choice.
You just meant that was a Regular Choice. They're not a Regular Choice, they're an extraordinary, like a canary lemon, beautiful colour. I wish you luck, I wish you lots of joy, and I wish you winnings, but don't share them with Tom, because he's obsessed and it's too much, and it's getting ugly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Katie Tunstall now on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Stay with us from Glorious Goodwood. We're live till 4. So, Glorious Goodwood, we are live for Ladies' Day, Day 3. Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Welcome to the programme. We've just moved up to the grandstand. We're here on the steps. Got a slightly better vantage point of the racecourse itself, and it is just magnificent. It really is. As we look over the beautiful South Downs, it is like we're looking at a postcard, isn't it, Bibi?
It's incredible, yeah. And there's so many people. Look at all the bits. It seems to have suddenly tripled in numbers.
Well, the first race is at 1:50. We're looking forward to that. Yeah, everyone's getting ready. They're still coming in from the front gates. They're pouring into the race courses. We can see over in the distance people queuing to get in. And as it is Ladies' Day, I just cannot believe the effort that some of these girls have gone to.
Thank you so much.
I was coming to you. You look lovely, of course.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a dress with colours on it. Stop it. But everyone else, I mean, look at some of these hats. I mean, they must have spent months getting this together. We'll across
the
view.
Well, the lady spoke to earlier that got one from a charity shop, didn't it? One that made one. Can I quickly tell you the horses I've chosen to win the 150?
The 150. You're
so I've gone for Fox Premier because I'm a fox, okay. And producer Ollie said I'm not. And he's chosen, producer Ollie's chosen Forest of Dean because, in his words, he's got a mate called Dean. Mark, how are those two going to do?
Yeah, Mark here. Mark Francis, our racing expert.
Well, it's 11 horses going to post. We'll start with Fox Premier. You'll notice the colours, actually, BB, the blue and white. That's the colours of the Leicester City owner, of course, the late Leicester City owner. You'll notice the owner's King Power Racing. Of course, the King Power is the Leicester City Stadium. Sylvester D'Souza is their number one stable jockey, so a very good chance, a live chance of Fox Premier.
Thank you.
Of course, Forest Dean as well. John Gosden's had such a great couple of months, particularly with Frankie Dettori. This time, Harry Bentley rides, but Forest Dean can't be discounted.
How do the owners choose the jockey for the horses? So are jockeys attached to certain yards and maybe, like maybe in football, they're substitutes, and is that how they do it?
Yeah, more or less. Most jockeys sort of have a reserve stable. If you like, Frankie Dettori rides for John Gosden, but every so often Frankie might pick up rides elsewhere. With Ryan Moore today in this race, he's actually riding for Richard Hannon, but his sole contract is with Aidan O'Brien, the Ballydoyle team in Ireland. He also has ridden a few for Her Majesty the Queen, who is the owner, of course. She has several trainers under her leadership, which is Sir Michael Stout, a great example. You may remember 2013, the Gold Cup winner was Estimate for Her Majesty the Queen, and that was Ryan Moore in the saddle there. So most of them have sort of reserve trainers. Frankie Dettori will usually be on a John Gosden horse.
A lot of pressure riding for the Queen, isn't it? I mean, that's the one... Oh, no,
do you
I
have
wouldn't
to make
get...
the horse curtsy? It's a lot of expertise.
It really is a lot of pressure. Frankie Dettori, he ran yesterday and won. Did he win on Andrew Lloyd Webber's horse?
He did, yes. That was in the feature race. The Sussex Stakes, very good knowledge, I have to say. Very good.
Well, only because I saw the replay, and as he crossed the finish line, I heard him singing something from Joseph. I'm kidding. But that won Lloyd Webber £1 million, right?
Absolutely. It's there are three Group 1s here this week. We've had two so far. The Goodwood Cup, won by Frankie Dettori and John Gosden with Stradivarius, the star stayer. He's won the Gold Cup a couple of times and made history here. The first horse to do the Goodwood Cup treble in 3 years consecutively. Yesterday, as you mentioned, two darn hot. It was very, very hot yesterday, of course. Two darn hot, one for John Gosden again, Frankie Dettori again, and as you mentioned, Lord Lloyd Webber. But some very interesting music behind you.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Mark Francis, our racing expert, is going to be...
Mark was stopped by yeah. Steel Drums.
Steel Drums, look at this. This is fabulous. So we're around 20 minutes away from the next race, but this is what Ladies' Day is all about, isn't it? Not only have we got these three gentlemen playing the steel drums, but close behind are six or seven men holding various pints of lager, just enjoying the day and dancing along.
And dancing.
BB, may I offer your hand in a dance?
No.
Okay, right, let's move on. So the next race at 150, the big prize fund, £75,000. It's going to be an extraordinary amount of money. Mark, let me just ask you about Frankie Dettori, because people seem today to becoming full Frankie. So do jockeys have fans like footballers do, like other sportsmen do?
Absolutely. I think the first thing you think about of horse racing, if you think jockey, you think of Frankie Dettori. He's one of those characters which racing really needs at the end of the day. He's 48 years old now, let's not forget. He's well known for his flying dismount, which we may see this afternoon if Madaya wins the feature race in the Nassau Stakes. That's John Gosden, Frankie Dettori there. But when you think of racing, really, whether it's flat or jumps, of course he's only a flat jockey, you think of Frankie Dettori and the sort of character he brings to the sport.
I understand that last year, Alison and Ferns managed to get a kiss off Frankie Dettori, and I've interviewed Frankie Dettori about 20 years ago, so I think the challenge is to make him stand here and recite my opening paragraph about him.
Okay.
Well, how old?
You're asking a lot.
There's it's a lot. It's an awful lot.
120,000 people here today.
How old's the oldest jockey been?
Goodness me. Well, Frankie is certainly one of the veterans in the weighing room. I mean, you get jockeys now 17, 18. David Egan is very, very young. He actually rides against his dad half the time, John Egan. So the John and David Egan partnership we may see today, I'm not too sure, but Frankie is one of the more elite jockeys, it has to be said. Franny Norton as well, same age. He's the master of Chester, but he's down here on the Sussex Downs, so it would be no surprise to see him in the winner's enclosure.
I love that they're called... It's elite as opposed to veteran. That's not old, basically. Okay. I'm elite.
Well, it's a glorious day here at Glorious Goodwood. It's living up to its name, Ladies' Day. We're going to be here till four. Let's just see what the weather's doing across Sussex and Surrey now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. Tom Evans and BB Lynch here live at Glorious Goodwood for day three. It is Ladies' Day and we're here till four. And we are right now, right in the huddle of everyone, the hustle and bustle of all the punters that have come here today to watch what is got to be the greatest point in the racing calendar, Ladies' Day, with some big races happening a little later on with Frankie Dettori. He'll be running three or four times. Your first day at the races, BB, as we've been saying.
I know, and it's getting it. You know, it was exciting before because it felt like you were at a real event and it was the atmosphere and it was very traditional. And now it's exciting because people are psyched.
As we just pan round and look at this magnificent race course, it's just so vivid. The colours, the green grass up on the hill. We can see punters having picnics. They've got tents out, gazebos out. They've got camper vans there. Barbecues are going as they try and strain their necks and get a good advantage point of the start and finish line. Everybody loves this. It is really a highlight. Let's go to the winner's enclosure right now, where we've got Chris Loader, who's watching the presentation from the first race, this big charity race we had earlier on today. Amateur riders, celebrities and journalists taking part. Chris, over to you. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, the presentation's just finished now, but it was very emotional when Khadija, she came in the winner's enclosure. I've never seen anything like it for such a small race. Everyone was on their feet, giving her a standing ovation. There was a loud cheer and applause. It was absolutely fantastic. Also, as well, there was a lot of other emotional jockeys that came in the winner's enclosure. We had the likes of Alexis Green. She rode very well to finish in second place. She's the presenter of the weather on BBC South today, so definitely a familiar face to southern listeners. But now they're getting ready to actually go out on the track for the next race. We've got the horses and the jockeys. They're just about to come out on the track. They are. And they've just rung the bell, which is a signal for them to go down to the track. And I really like one in here called Walk in the Sand for Ryan Moore and Richard Hannon. Probably would be my best tip of the day. I'm not sure what Mark fancies in this race. What do you fancy over there?
Yeah, Mark, what are you thinking then for this race? Chris is... put his hat into the ring. BB's looking through the race card as well. You're just looking at the colours, though, aren't you?
Beautiful colours. Such really nice colours.
I'm on Sinjari, son of Camelot. I was unlucky last time at Ascot, really. It was over the mile and a half. Back to a mile and a quarter today, 10 furlongs. Shouldn't be caught too wide as well. Does need to overcome a bit of a wide draw, but hopefully should be a bit more prominent today. PJ McDonald doing the steering.
There's hundreds of people in front of us here, aren't there, Bibi? And they're frozen like statues, and they've got their eyes pinned on the digital boards in front of the bookies. What are they looking at? What are they trying to weigh up at this stage, 10 minutes before a race?
So what you're looking in front of you is basically shopping for price. There are so many boards in front of you with different, obviously, all the horses in the race. There's 11 going to post this time out, but every single board might offer a different sort of price. I can see, for example, number one, Walk in the Stand, is 11-2 on the Union Jack board, but elsewhere I can see a bit of 5-1. So they're all trying to beat each other for price. It's the same way that you have McDonald's and KFC and things all on the same road. They're all trying to fight for customers. So it's essentially like that.
What an analogy.
What an analogy. Best analogy.
When you choose a horse that you want to go for, do you look at all the stats and the odds and, you know, all the kind of science behind it, but do you ever go on gut?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of it is really gut at the end of the day. You know, you look at the form that I've just mentioned, of course, it's last race. You've got to look at the track, which we'll come to a bit later on, particularly with the two-year-old contest. The conditions, the ground, how good the jockey is, you know, whether not their talent, of course, but whether they're in form, which is why a lot of people today will be following Frankie Dettori. He's a man in red-hot form. I suppose the last thing you've got to really go with is your gut. Do you really think it's going to win? And hopefully Sinjara can bring in the goods for myself.
We can see the horses out on the track here in front of us. We're by the finish line. They seem to be sprinting up and down before the race. Is that wise?
Well, they're just sort of getting their mind on the task. As you can see in front of us, Almania's just going past the second horse for side, Suhel, I should say. I suppose they're just warming to the task, really. You don't want your horse absolutely launching themselves to the start, but I suppose it's sort of how you prepare for a football game.
You do
a few jobs.
You do your stretches before you do whatever it is you do.
I think that's the equivalent of what's going on
right now. It's exactly what's going on. Please show me exactly where the finishing line is, because I don't want to get embarrassed like I did last time.
So now they've changed the finishing line. Okay. Just for the first race, it was different, but we're now standing by the half furlong pole. So another half furlong that way is the finishing line, just by that big screen away to our left. Okay. This race actually starts by the 10 furlong starting point, which is right over the far hand side, so you're definitely going to need your binoculars for this one.
Alright, we'll muscle our way down to the front, maybe via the dairy ice cream van that we see over there.
You did not.
Well,
is
I spied
there?
It, BB, it'd be rude not to. Let's get some music. Dido on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, live from Glorious Goodwood. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and BB Lynch, live from Glorious Goodwood. There's Dido for you. We're going to go straight to the winner's enclosure. We've got our racing expert Chris Loader with Frankie Dettori.
Yes, I'm here with Frankie Dettori in the winner's enclosure. It's been a great week for you, Frankie. What's been your highlight of the week so far?
Well, obviously yesterday, the Sussex Stakes is the biggest race of the week, and winning it on too damn hot, what I expected a lot from him this year, was amazing.
And what are you most looking forward to today?
Well, it's the Nassau. I've got a little chance in the Nassau. I think my best ride will be a race six. But, you know, all the races here are very competitive, so we should try our best.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, so that was Frankie Dettori there. He's had a fantastic week already, winning on Stradivarius in the Goodwood Cup. He won on Too Darn Hot as well. And I think he's definitely going to at least get one winner today. I don't know what Mark thinks there. Do you think Frankie could get some winners today?
Absolutely, he's got a very live chance with Medaya, of course, in the Nassau Stakes. Back to a nice trip, I'm sure you agree, Chris, as well. It was a nice run in France last time out. Didn't get the greatest of runs, of course, in the Classic at Epsom in the Oaks. Finished seventh that day, but on the whole, she's had a very good season. And, of course, Frankie Dettori and John Gosden, very hot at the minute.
It's good of him to take time, isn't it, Bibi, to talk to the programme today? Because
he
in demand.
He didn't mention me once.
Well, you met him once 20 years ago for 4.5 minutes. What are you expecting, a Christmas card?
Are you going to remember me?
For life. All right, listen, we're going to make our way down to the start line and we'll be chatting to some more people in just a second on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, live from Glorious Goodwood. Lady Gaga with Poker Face. Good record. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Tom Evans and BB Lynch here live at Glorious Goodwood. Ladies' Day, and what a day it is as well. We're having the most fantastic time. The sun is shining, everyone's dressed up to the nines. It looks great. And the next race is moments away from getting underway. It's the 150, it's the Unibet Handicap Stakes. £75,000 up for grabs here, Bibi. There's a lot of money involved in racing.
Well, you keep saying.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed with your money.
Have you chosen a horse?
Well, not officially, no, but...
unofficially,
well, I don't really know. I just don't know enough about it yet. The red one
what
looks
about
nice.
The red... Go for a colour that brings out your eyes.
Blue.
There you
I think
go.
I'd go blue.
Is there a blue?
Yeah, but listen, there's a lot of nervous people, aren't there? Waiting down here at the finish line, exactly where we are.
With tickets in their hands.
Hi, ladies. We're live on the radio. We're live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Can we have a word? Is that all right?
Hello, ladies. Lovely to see you all looking so gorgeous. Are you all here Hello, I've seen you. I'm looking at you. I'm just eyeing your dress up and down. Hello. Why are you all here?
It's a work outing.
It's not.
It is.
My work outing is a band to Swanage and a sandwich. How have you got to Ladies' Day? Hello.
I am.
Well, no, sort of,
what's
yes.
your name, boss?
It's Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
And these are all your employees?
These are my girls, yes, yes.
That's very nice, boss.
Ships.
Okay, and have you, you've all got little slips on. Have you all gone for the same horse? Say you've done that, so then I'll hear a...
I don't think so. I've gone for Kula Forest.
Why did you choose that horse?
Good odds. If I was going to win, I was going to win big.
How much did you put on?
No, only fiver, but it was a good payout on it.
Okay, what did you put on?
Sinjari.
And how much?
A £28 win.
£28, that's very specific.
I need to win, though. I put a tenner on it.
Okay, and you?
I did Sinjari as well, £5 to win.
You got it. Why did you choose Ladies' Day at Goodwood as your works outing?
It was the day we weren't working.
Okay, ladies, the race is underway. So
good luck.
Good luck, everybody. Let's hear a cheer from you if you win. We're underway. This is great. The first race, the 150. And they are going at quite a pace. He's never seen anything like this. So up, so close. Where's Mark Francis, our racing expert? Mark, how are we looking in the early stages of this? It's just a straight foot race, essentially, here, isn't it?
Pretty much. No obstacles to start with, but we've got a nice pace, actually, as you mentioned. The Trader is actually at the front currently, followed by Dalalat. Walk in the Sand is second, and then comes Wargrave. And looking at our selections, Fox Premier isn't too far away. He's about halfway down the field. Also, Kular Forest and Forest of Dean, of course, our producer, is his selection. He's currently fourth last. In Jari, just speaking to those lovely ladies there, is currently third last. Kulang Forest second last, and at the back of the field is Almania. So they're currently making the turn at the top of the race course. They've got about 3.5 furlongs left to go, and Dalalat and the Trader lead the field a merry dance. On the outside is Wargrave. The inside... we've got their court show. Then we've got a couple of extra runners with Sinjari and Fox Premier walking the sand not too far away. Then Forest of Dean. The back two are currently Kulag Forest, who's being driven along, and Almania is at the back of the field. They've got 2.5 furlongs left to go. No real jockeys currently being animated at the minute, just one or two at the back of the field. The Trader now goes towards the inside rail. Dalalat heads the party. Wargrave to the right. Fox Premier is coming there very strongly. Tracked through by Sinjari and Almania, their extreme right. Walking sand, it's gone to the left, so too is Forest of Dean. Kulag Forest is still the back marker. They've got about 2 furlongs left to go, maybe 1.5, and it's Fox Premier on the right-hand side coming through to lead. Victory Command. Then comes Dalalat, the far side, goes Corcho. Forest of Dean right up the inside rail, now Almania towards the right. It's still Fox Premier with half the furlong left to go. Forest of Dean, the far side, then Corcho. Sinjari is currently Forest of Dean in the lead, 2 lengths clear, and Forest of Dean will win the opening race. Tight for second, might be Fox Premier from Corcho. Forest of Dean there as well. Sorry, Forest of Dean the winner. Corcho against the rail, but it's Forest of Dean certainly the winner, but very tight for the placings.
BB, what do you think of that? That was magnificent.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. Mark doing the commentary, how do you feel?
Well, I've never stood so close to the man.
A little aroused.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely wonderful. Just look at everybody waving their tickets in the air. It's a big victory for some of them, a small victory, but it's the fact, it's just the day.
It's when they go by you, and again, it's so loud, and it's like thunderous sound. It's so thrilling.
Very quickly, let's just go back to this gaggle of ladies. How do we all do? Anybody have a winner? Anyone have a winner? Oh, we did. Let me muscle in here. You look shocked. Are you all right? You're live on the radio.
This is my first time.
Right, so this... BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, welcome to the programme. What's your name?
I'm Leslie.
And this is your first day at the races?
It is.
And this is your first race?
It is.
And you've just won?
We have.
We need to stick with you, Leslie. This is wonderful. Congratulations.
My friend Michelle did guide me along the way.
Michelle, well done. You brought Leslie along. You've managed to get her here, and she's a winner today.
Yes, at first she's a bit of a novice, but, you know, I'm just teaching her the ropes, and she's won her first race, so she's delighted.
Tell me about that moment the horses come flying past us here at the finishing line. It's quite a sight.
It's quite exciting because they are way behind initially. And then when the one that you want comes forward, it's exhilarating. It's amazing.
And what do you make of this race course in itself, Glorious Goodwood, here in the beautiful South Downs? I mean, it's special.
Well done.
It's waving the tickets in our face.
It's the most... This is my best race course, definitely.
All right. Well done. Congratulations, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right, we'll hunt you down a little later on to see how she does. Leslie's first day at the races.
And she won?
She comes to Glorious Goodwood and she wins. Absolutely brilliant. All right, BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. You're with Tom Evans and BB Lynch. Stay with us here from live from Glorious Goodwood for the afternoon. When I get my hands on you, I won't let you go. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey afternoon. Tom and BB live here from Glorious Goodwood. It's Ladies' Day. We've had the first race. The 150 has been and gone. It was quite an extraordinary moment, wasn't it? Actually, you guys did really well in choosing your winners.
Yeah, two winners so far and you haven't.
No, I'm going to stick my nose in the race card and after 2 o'clock, I'll see if I can come up trumps. Let's go to the winner's enclosure. Chris Loder's there for us. Chris, Frankie Dettori was meant to be in that last race. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right. Harry Bentley is the winning jockey on this horse. He's ridden for John Gosden, and you normally see Frankie Dettori riding for John Gosden, but yeah, Frankie was too heavy to do that one. You have to be a certain weight to do a ride, so Frankie could have missed out on a bit of a winner there if he was a bit lighter.
I didn't realise that's how it worked. I mean,
strict. Is it like when you weigh yourself and you take your shoes off?
Weigh yourself before breakfast. That's what.
Before breakfast, shoes off, jewellery off.
Thank you. More from Chris Loder down at the winner's enclosure a little later on. He's right in the hub of it, which is great. Mark Francis, our racing expert, we're joined at the hip today, which is good because we need to know all the lingo and what's happening. So more after 2 o'clock with that. Some more great music for you as well throughout the programme. And maybe you've noticed something a little different about the music today. We shall reveal all after 2 o'clock. So stay with us if you can. And I am still on a mission, BB. Yeah. To commentate on a race.
Stop, give it up. Well, let it go.
Genuinely, you might think,
a horse called Let It Go, put your money on that.
I don't think that's going to happen, is it? No, people are nodding. All right, stay with us. More live from Glorious Goodwood after 2 o'clock. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and BB Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood this afternoon for Ladies' Day. It's day 3 and it's an absolute privilege and an honour to be here. And it's baking, the sun is out, the whole race course looks absolutely gorgeous and we are in the winner's enclosure. We've gone for a little walk, and BB, this is exciting.
I thought I was barred.
We just walked past the security like we were meant to be here, and they didn't batter an eyelid. No, we've got wristbands, we could be here. But
the horses are 20 feet away from me. They're just so gorgeous. I'm new to animals, because I've always lived in London. And now I'm in Surrey, in Sussex. I'm loving animals. They're so gorgeous. And do you know who's to your right?
Who's to my right? Let me just turn to my... Oh, I see, right. Yeah, Mr. Frankie Dettori is...
Ex-Frankie Dettori is over there.
So he's about 10 yards to our right. He's deep in conversation with somebody at the moment who looks very important. But yeah, this is... In the winner's enclosure, this is what happens, you see, BB. We mix with the elite. We're amongst the VIPs.
Finally! Why does it take so long? Where's the booze?
It's not about that. It's about the racing, and it's about... where is the booze? In the winner's tent. But listen, yeah, we are here, and it is a real privilege to be in this section of the race course. As I said earlier, this is the hub. This is where it all happens. I can see jockeys, I can see trainers, as they all...
This is the serious, glamorous business in both senses, isn't it? The full-on luxury glamour, but also this is the business end. Is that the right term?
Exactly that. It is the business centre. The horses are parading in front of us. I don't know why I want to keep my voice down. I don't want to disturb them. But the condition they're in is quite extraordinary.
The condition they're in? Look how if my hair could be that shiny.
You're absolutely right. They look way better than we do. They're in way better shape. And I'm looking to my right, and Frankie's just literally 5 yards to my right, deep in conversation again. And he's here, there in his purple silks and his shiny little jockey boots. They look great, don't they? He's got sponsors all over him.
If he wasn't the right weight for the last race, how is he the right weight for this race?
Let's talk to one of our racing experts, Chris Loder. That's a really good question, Chris.
That is a very good question, and it's one of the questions that a lot of people don't understand about in racing. Each horse will carry a certain weight around. So you'll see the saddles on the horses being paraded behind us. Beneath there's saddlebags, and they'll put some lead weights in there. And, for example, the last race was a handicap, so the better horse, in theory, would carry more weight, and it would be more difficult for those horses to run, where the horses that are carrying less weight, it's easier for them to run, if that kind of makes sense. But at the higher level of racing, most weights are the same. They're all on like a level playing field. So the race we've got coming up next, the Group 2, most of these horses are going to be going off 9 stone. So also as well, each jockey weighs a minimum weight. A lot of them will probably just be over 8 stone, so they'll be the 8 stone, and then whatever it is in pounds, they'll add it up in those saddlebags underneath the saddle.
So the jockeys have just walked past us, right, and they're walking out, and then my ex Frankie was talking to some man, and it was like he was being psyched up like a boxer before a fight, and then he did one of those stretches and his whole chest expanded. He means business.
Well, he does. Well, they... Oh, God, so sorry. Oh, I've just bumped into a jockey. I'm really, really sorry. Oh, my Lord. He didn't go down, but he stumbled. Are you all right, sir? Oh, God.
Would that be a handicap to poor man?
He's giving me a right...
Yeah, right look.
He's still looking. I'm sorry. Okay, I think we should... Let's move on. We're going to get some music now on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. I need to sign a health and safety form. And we'll be back live from Glorious Goodwood in the next few minutes. So welcome back to Glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day. It's Tom Evans and BB Lynch here at the Winners' Enclosure right now. I've got to keep my voice down a little bit because we're so close to the horses. We are literally a yard away as they go round and round here. The jockeys have just mounted ahead of the next race. Nervous looks and expressions on their faces and the horses' faces as well, BB. This is such a privilege to be here in this part of the race course, really amongst the trainers, the jockeys, the riders and the VIPs.
I can't believe they've let us here. Mark, what are we watching? So the horses and the jockeys are just going round and round. What's going on?
Yeah, so the jockeys have now got the leg up that you may have heard the bell ring not too long ago. That means jockeys please mount. So they're heading out onto the course. They've all actually vacated now. But in terms of actually what we're looking for, these are two-year-olds, as myself and Chris were just talking off air there. They're very, very new to the scene. Most of them have only really raced two or three times. Of course, they're in their maidens and then they're in their novices. This is a group two, so these are the best of the bunch of the two-year-olds, really. We're looking for stature. We're looking how they turn out, really. There was one just in front of us a minute ago called Fleeting Brint who had a massive stride on him. And as Chris was just saying as well, it's very, very unusual. But plenty of them are very, very keen to get on with it and excited with their task.
Do the horses get nervous?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're still yet to realise that they're special horses, if you like. You know, your Group 1 winners when they're 4 or 5 years old, they know their task. That's why some of them win so often. But these guys, they may be starting to get to grips with the idea. There are a few looking a little bit shaky, but most of them look ready for their task, as I say.
And it must be, and the secret, I guess, must be just fixing the rider with the horse, matching them up so you get the expertise to train the baby.
Yeah, pretty much, of course. All the jockeys are very professional in their dealings, really. They know the horse, particularly as they've probably been on board the last couple of times. But the last one to low there was Ashim Murphy on Guildsman, who's got a very live chance. He was a sixth length winner really on his debut back here, I think 2-3 months ago. But there are many live chances in this race.
Thrilling.
All right, thank you, Mark. So I'm just the other side of the winner's enclosure from BB now, and I've got some lovely people here. Ladies, you look absolutely gorgeous. Natalie, is this your first ladies' day here at Goodwood, or are you a regular?
A regular, yeah.
Tell me about your outfit. I know BB would normally do this, but I'm actually become the quite accustomed to fashion today. I've learnt a lot. So where is this wonderful sort of mint green dress from?
All Bits London.
And the fascinator, that's the correct term, right?
Thank you. Marks and Spencers.
So you look lovely. You look lovely. So listen, we're in the VIP section here. Are you attached to any of the stables here, any of the jockeys, the owners?
No, we're not. Yeah, we wish.
You just look great. Isn't it wonderful? Have you seen any celebrities today, by the way? We hear Gok Kwan's wandering around. We've got Frankie Dettori just over there behind us. Have you seen anyone of note?
I've seen Katie Price and her boyfriend Chris Boyson, and that's it so far.
That's not a bad, and we're doing all right then, between us. Yeah, if we see anyone else, come and give me a nudge. Lovely to see you, Natalie. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day, ladies. Enjoy your day.
You're getting good.
Am I getting good with the fashion thing? Is that mint green? Is that right?
What do you call it? Meat green?
No, mint green.
Oh, mint green's nice, the meat green.
Just a little bit. All right. So it's Tom and BB here at Ladies' Day at Goodwood. Privileged to be here. Now, the next race, Mark, is at what time, my friend?
2:25.
All right, not long now. What we might do, we might hotfoot it back to the finish line so we can see these magnificent beasts come through. And we'll get some music on. Stay with us here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Yes, of course, big weekend for Brighton and Hove, for the whole county, really, with Pride here. Kylie coming to town. It's BB, I mean, you've moved to Hove not that long ago, and to have
this
Kylie,
is my first Pride.
Yeah, your first Pride.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Are you going to be out with the parade?
Yeah, definitely. We can't. There's loads of us, and it's going to be a joyous walk, and we're joining in, and if you see us, wave and fan us. I don't know what the weather's going to be like.
I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Of course, Kylie's going to be performing at the party afterwards. It's just going to be great. It really is. But today, it's not about the cricket. I'm afraid it's all about the horses, even though England's doing all right, I believe, in the Ashes. BB and I are live here at Glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day, and it's just the best experience. It really is. It's been too many years since I've been back here. BB, it's your first racing experience,
isn't
it? I'm
going to come back every single year.
Let's do that. I've just invited myself back with you then by saying let's do that together. But it's so great. Now we're approaching the second race of the day, the 2:25, the Qatar Richmond Stakes. Our racing expert, Mark Francis, is here. So the punters will be looking out for who, do we think, then? We're just a few minutes away.
I think two or three really need to come under consideration. The first is Threats for Richard Hannon. Tom Marcond is in the saddle. A winner on debut over 5 furlongs, then went up in trip to 6 furlongs, so an extra 220 yards, and was beaten by half a length by a very good Aidan O'Brien horse, who has two in this race. So Threats sticking at 6 furlongs and still in a Group 2. We mentioned the Group 1, the Group 2, the Group 3s earlier. They are your prestigious races, if you like. They're the top band of racing, and we've got 13 two-year-olds involved. So these are the best of the two-year-olds. We were just in the paddock as we were speaking a few moments ago, and they're very mature two-year-olds, if you like. If you were going down a grade, you might see a few kicking off sort of thing. There were one or two shaky nerves amongst a few, but on the whole, they were focused on the task at hand.
We were just amongst the jockeys, and the thing that struck me most, and it may surprise you, I don't hang out with a lot of jockeys, is that they are slight, aren't they, BB?
They
are really tiny, and they've really got to watch their weight.
I'm almost 5'2". And I'm tall. I felt like a giant.
Yeah, you were taller than a lot
like
of them.
A giant. Do you know what? You know, we were amongst the jockeys. You know who else we were amongst?
Who's that?
TV cameras.
Were we on telly?
We were spotted.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'll be straight back in front of the cameras. Were we really on telly?
We were on telly.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I know, one time I would have breathed in.
Don't I look good?
You look great.
The race is about to get underway. But just talking about the jockeys, Mark, their weight is so crucial, isn't it? So throughout the year, I mean, they're epitome of fitness. Are these guys in the gym, or is it just a case of keep watching what they eat? I mean, is it a bit of everything?
I mean, it's both. I remember speaking to Oisin Murphy on Derby Day a few weeks ago, and he was just eating the pack at Haribo's, and I'm thinking, Oisin, what are you doing? You've got, you know, 6 or 7 rides here this afternoon. They have to watch their weight. Frankie Dettori, I remember 2 years ago now, he was riding a Nabil who's hit all the headlines really over the last 7 days, winning a second King George. But there was a week that he had a certain allowance. He had to be a certain weight, and I think he had to eat fish for 7 or 8 days to make the weight. And as we've already seen today, weight is so crucial, and he didn't make his first ride. So they've got to be keeping themselves at a low weight. In this race, they all weigh 9 stone. We mentioned a Group 2. They all carry the same weight, because the Group 1s, the Group 2s and the Group 3s, bar a couple of allowances, is all about finding the best horse.
It looks like we've got a slight delay to the 2:25.
Can I quickly tell you about a text that we've had in there?
Yes, please.
So this is lovely. So June has called in from Eastbourne. Hi, June. To say that she's really enjoying the programme for Goodwood. Thank you. And despite being nearly 90, she still likes a flutter on the horses. I wonder if you're as good as I am, June. Can we say hello to her friend Vicky, who is at Goodwood today watching the racing? Vicky. Hello, Vicky, wherever you may be.
Come and find us if you can. We're normally by the ice cream van. I don't know why we gravitate over that way. Listen, the race has been delayed. Looks like a horseshoe is being fitted.
What, so late in the day?
So
that's not true.
Day.
Is that happening?
Well, the paw is up. Horses don't have paws, do they? Oh. They have, of course, hooves. I knew that. Everyone around me, people I've never met, laughing in my face. Right, we'll get some music and then we'll come back for the next race here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. You're with Tom and BB. Afternoon. Atomic Kitten then on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Tom Evans, BB Lynch live at Goodwood at the races today. It's Ladies' Day and they are underway at the 2:25. This is our next race. We're down by the finish line once again, and this is the best part of the day, isn't it, BB?
I can't get over it. It's actual horses racing.
We're looking at them at the far end of the race course, the most majestic view. You've got the South Downs behind these incredible animals that are running here, and the grass is vivid, the flags are out here at Goodwood, and the place looks absolutely spectacular. We've got a couple of ladies in front of us here cheering. Who are you going for, girls? Who are you going for?
King Neptune.
King Neptune is about a minute and a half away, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Let's have a quick chat with Mark Francis, our racing expert. Early stages. The favourite seems to be doing okay. Oh, here they come.
Yeah, favourite inside the last furlong. He's currently second at the minute. Golden Horde in the front, and Golden Horde looks to be going clear. Misty Grey in third. Guildsman, his day's not today. Threat is coming back. Golden Horde from Threat. Golden Horde is pulling out a few more, and Golden Horde will win the race. Threat second, tight for third. It might have been Royal Dornock getting up for third, but it's Golden Horde and Adam Kirby for Clive Cox is the winner.
Not great.
Nope.
No, but this is my first time, so...
Have you had fun anyway?
Amazing. It's just nice to get dressed up for the day and just, yeah, enjoy the experience. I'm not very much of a better, so it's just nice to enjoy the experience.
So there's also food and drink and entertainment and ice cream van.
Oh, I'm just more for the drink than the food and the ice cream.
You have a lovely day.
See, Bibi, another sort of fellow first dayer
I know,
for you. That's
I
lovely,
know.
Isn't it? And it seems to do that, Goodwood, here. It seems to be the place to come to get the most sort of the best and the all-round experience.
Do you think people really get converted? So they come to Ladies Day as a kind of for the event rather than the racing, and then really get into the racing, and it's like the gateway drug of racing.
I think you're probably absolutely right. You're hooked once you're here. It's so magnificent. So Mark, we're just having a look at the replay for those of us that are invested in this particular race. Will the bookies be happy or the punters be happy?
I think they'll be disappointed that Threat hasn't gone in there. The 11-8 favourite, only second, beaten by a 15-2 shot. That's 7.5-1. So if you put a pound on it, you get £7.50 back. So Golden Horde, the winner at 15-2. In third was Royal Dornock, and I think that was a 25-1 third. So if you had some each-way money on that one, you'll be walking away with a round of drinks, hopefully.
And what kind of money will the winning owner, the trainer,
here
be?
No,
I know
go.
You always think I'm obsessed with the money aspect, but I'm just intrigued because there's so much of it in racing. So what were the winning trainer, the owners? I mean, what's this first place worth?
The first place in this race was actually worth £89,000. Overall, there's £200,000 involved. Second was £36,000. Third, £18,000. Fourth was £9,100, £450 to be exact. In terms of actually dividing it up, of course, you've got the trainer to pay, you've got the jockey to pay. The owner, of course, gets most of it. I think it's around 75% before it's divided up to trainer and jockey. But, of course, they have many, many runners every single day and picking up money in multiple races. But a good day for the owner. The owner is actually Al Madea Racing.
Well done, Al. You can call me Al. Why aren't they rounded up figures? They're such specific numbers.
It's very interesting, actually. So, as I mentioned, this race was worth £200,000. There is certain things before the race actually starts with supplementary fees. We saw a horse the other day who wasn't actually in the race. The trainer said, do you know, we want to race in this race. And that cost £70,000. So a lot of it could be sort of late entry fees, that sort of thing. But it's all divided up into specific figures, right, as you mentioned. But I don't have a round answer for that one, really.
Do racing commentators earn good money? Because I think I got it in me. You... I really do. Again, everyone's nodding.
What's the feet area called again?
The furlongs. Okay. As I look up at the finish line here at Glorious Goodwood and another VIP helicopter comes into land, let's just take a look at the weather, shall we, for the next few days. So, Shakira on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Afternoon and welcome to a very special programme today. It's Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood. It's Ladies' Day. We are here down at the finishing line at the minute amongst all the punters. As I look up, the sun's poking through the clouds and there's an aeroplane doing acrobatics. It's really a fantastic atmosphere. Let's just shoot quickly straight over to Chris Loder, who is our racing expert down at the winner's enclosure for some of the presentations, Chris.
Yeah, that's right. We're just about to actually have the presentation here now for the connections of Golden Horde for Adam Kirby and Clive Cox. Bit of an upset there, as we already touched upon. But this race is actually sponsored by Qatar, and they actually sponsor the whole Goodwood Festival. And there's actually some part of the Qatar Airlines hostesses. They're going to be giving the trophy away here. Which is quite nice in their uniform. They look very stunning, very fitting. So the jockeys and the trainers, they would have gone and weighed in now, and they'll be coming along for the next race, which will be at 3:00.
Thank you, Chris. Yep, Chris Loder over in the winner's enclosure for us, BB, there. Yeah. We had a lot of fun over there, didn't we, amongst the elite.
I loved it there. I felt where I belong.
Yeah.
But you know where you belong?
What's that?
In the commentary box.
Well, this is what I'm trying to... I know it kind of sounds silly and I'm mucking around, but racing commentary is just such an art, and I'd love to do that in life. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, you know, you were caught on captured on TV earlier, minutes ago.
We
all agreed you look the part.
Thanks.
Very handsome man.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How many times have you told that a day?
but anyway,
good-looking man. And... But that's not all it is. That's not all it takes. You have to have the gift of the gab as well. Do you think you can do it?
I know, but there's no race on at the minute. I mean, it's just something that I've always
initiative.
Wanted to do.
You know, the bosses are listening. This could be your break.
Right, okay, look, just hang on. Let me
come on.
Right, there's a tent. Pims and
warm up. Do some vocal warm up.
Okay, here we go. Right, just see these three.
Yeah.
We've got lady in a nice dress holding a bottle of Pinot. Lady in a nice dress holding a bottle of Pinot on the inside, followed by a large. Fascinator. A large fascinator there, and lady in a tight dress. Lady in a tight dress slowly overtaking the lady with a bottle of Pinot. She's got to be careful not to spill it. As she hasn't spilled the Pinot on the inside, very close behind her, lady with a large fascinator, and right behind that, lady in a large dress. Lady in a large dress is not the original name I said, but it's lady in a fascinator. She takes it by her nose. You see, I've got it.
You are really brilliant.
I've got it. Right, let's go to Mark Francis, who's a pro at all this. Mark, I'm so, look, don't shake your head at me. I'm sorry.
Mark's sobbing, just one tear falling down his face.
Mark wants to go somewhere quiet where no one's staring at him right now because everybody's looking at us. I apologise, everybody. Right, the next race, Mark. Let's get down to business here. What have we got coming up? We've got some big runners and riders in this one.
Absolutely. The Qatar Gordon Stakes. This is over a mile and a half. Big prize fund again, 175,000. Nine horses going to post for this one. Again, it starts right over on the far-hand side. They'll go right up the top loop and then come down past us towards the straight and the winning line. Many of these horses, they're all actually three-year-olds, I believe, will possibly looking at a tilt towards the St. Ledger, which is the final classic of the season, of course. BBC Surrey and BBC Sussex are at the Epsom Derby and the Epsom Oaks. They're the third and fourth classics of the season. The final one sees the fillies and the colts go in together. And this is all about stamina here, Tom. This is a mile and a half. This is grit, determination, and hopefully we should see the best horse win.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Naturally.
You've asked a few today.
Thank you so much. Women jockeys, where do we stand on that? In terms of, are there many?
Yeah, there are many. I don't know which microphone to go into. At the minute, we've got the Glorious Goodwood Festival. Over in Ireland, we have the Galway Festival. And yesterday, we saw Bryony Frost, one of the best female jockeys around at the minute, ride an excellent race into second with Black Courton for Paul Nichols, whose daughter rode a winner here yesterday. So there's the sort of link with that one. We're seeing more and more female jockeys. Hayley Turner had a ride in the first race. She was unlucky here yesterday. She was the second ever female jockey to ride a Royal Ascot winner last month. She was in a little bit of trouble with the whip afterwards, I have to say. But the horse was 50-1. And as I mentioned, she broke a record for about 30-odd years for Gay Kellaway, who was the first. Hayley Turner, was the second. But more and more we're seeing female jockeys, and there's nothing, you know, they don't not fit in at all. They're brilliant.
How does she get in trouble with the whip then? What happens?
So basically on flat and jump races, you're allowed to use the whip 7 and 8 times respectively. Hayley Turner sadly went over that limit. Clearly,
someone's counting.
Yeah, it's all to do with the stewards, really. There are about 20, 25 horses in that race, and the stewards will watch every single one because the jockeys could be in trouble for bad riding. They could, you know, at the start of that previous race, there was a bit of jostling just coming out the stalls. So jockeys can be fined. They can be given bans. Yeah. Rab Havlin was given a two-week ban in July, I think, for careless riding. We saw it here yesterday as well. Frankie Dettori was in a bit of trouble, I think, yesterday or the day before, so he'll miss a couple of days, plus a fine as well. But for the Hayley Turner scenario, I think she used the whip 9, 10, maybe more times. So obviously in the horse racing terms, that's not good at all.
And we know that the jockeys shout at the horses a lot, come on, and they give it that sort of G up towards the finish. But they also shout at each other on the way round. It's very competitive.
Do they?
I think they say, get out of the way, you're coming too close. Does that actually happen?
I think with the jockeys, it's not completely down to them. They're sitting on a horse, and the horse is the one that's doing the running. I think it will be clear to many in the field that if there's a horse coming up the inside or just behind you and they're going the better, the jockey's going to be like, get out of my way. You know, I want a clear run. I want to go win this race. Because we see many times the horse that's first past the post wins the race, but it might not be the best horse in the race because some towards the back may have not got a clear run. I've seen many a time there was a classic in Ireland a couple of years ago, and I think it might have been Jamie Spencer was casually waving to the jockey in second as he breezed into the lead and won the race. So that was a little bit... But I think they are all talking to each other. They're all talking about runs. You know, Grand National, 8-9 minute long race. They're all speaking to each other before the race, as you mentioned earlier, just turning around in the preliminaries, saying, where are you going to go? Inside centre, outside centre, up against the rail? You're going to be holed up? They're all talking to each other despite the fact they're going about 40 miles an hour.
If it is the horse doing all the work, does it mean then that there could be female and male jockeys in the same races?
Yeah, we see that very commonly. As I mentioned, Bryony Frost yesterday, I think, was only one of the only female riders in the race. And as I mentioned, she doesn't look out of place at all. She's a phenomenal jockey, had another great season last year over jumps, and long may that continue.
Totally doing this.
Yeah, well, why not?
I might be too old and I might be too tall.
Seeing the races that we've seen today and the quality and the speed of the horses, in seconds, how long do you think you'd last before you fall off?
I wouldn't get up. I can't even do a leg up.
I'd give you the leg up.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Well, you know my back and my shoulder.
Yes, you've got a dodgy
shoulder. I would just go straight over.
Yeah. So you go up one side, down the other.
Yeah. And have I won?
Yeah.
Did I win?
75 grand, please.
Thank you so much. Right.
More from Tom Evans and BB Lynch live for Ladies' Day at Glorious Goodwood here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. So good afternoon, Tom Evans and BB Lynch here live at Glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day. Welcome to the programme. I hope you're doing okay. We're having the most wonderful day, the most fantastic time. The sun is shining. Everyone here is doing really, really well and having a great time. We're in the kind of the posh seats right now, aren't we, BB?
You know what? Well, they are posh seats and everyone is lovely and friendly, but not one person has offered us a little drink.
No, well, because we're working.
Oh.
But you're absolutely right.
We've had some good news and something to celebrate. Mm-hmm. We've had a little text about you.
Oh, right.
It's from... I can't even joke about it. it. I was going to say you've been offered a job, but you haven't.
Oh, I'm after a job as a racing commentator today, if you just joined us, and I will be successful and be triumphant by the end of the day. Let's just quickly nip over to the parade ring. Chris Loder is there for us. What's happening there, Chris?
Yeah, horses are now in the parade ring. We've got 9 horses in our next race, so a nice number there. This race is actually a very underestimated race in the calendar. A lot of good horses have come out and won this race in the past and gone on to better things. Cross Counter won this race last year. He went to Australia to win their biggest race, the Melbourne Cup. The year before, you had Crystal Ocean for Sir Michael Stout, who won the Prince of Wales at Royal Ascot this year. So it's definitely a race that can produce a very good horse. I'm not sure if we'll see one at quite the peak this year that could go on to bigger things. But yeah, a lot of horses do well from this race. And looking at the horses in the paddock at the moment, they all seem quite relaxed. They all know their job. Some of them as well are sweating up a little bit. I noticed Spanish Mission there, that won the Bahrain Trophy at Newmarket on his last start, is just sweating up a little bit. Also as well, number 8, Naif Road for Mark Johnson, has got a little bit of sweat on at the back as well. But it's not because they're maybe they're scared. It's due to the fact that it is quite close and humid now. The weather is setting in. So, yeah, horses can sweat, but it's not necessarily a negative sign.
Yeah, that's interesting. Thank you very much, Chris. Chris Loder, our racing expert, down in the parade ring where all the VIPs hang out. BB and I are currently here in the posh seats. This furniture here is nicer than my garden furniture. You know what I mean? We're by the lovely beer tents.
Keep your hands off it.
And there's like 35 tables here, all with umbrellas up, and everyone having a drink and something to eat.
You do need to sit down, because there is so much going on, isn't there, between us. You do need just a little sit down under a little shade, and that's what the people are doing.
What about these deck chairs here? Should we just muscle in on these deck chairs? Hello, everybody. We're live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Hi, I'm Tom, and this is BB. You're in a rather nice deck chair here, and there's a little spot there I might perch. Can I perch next to you?
Of course you can. That's fine.
What's your name?
My name's Tracy.
Tracy, we're about to get very close.
Tracy.
And I'm down.
Tracy, ask Tom to do his commentary for you.
To do my commentary?
Ask him to do his commentary.
Go on,
for
do it. Tom, do your commentary.
It's really great.
They're mocking me about my horse racing commentary.
Tracy, it's really impressive.
So here
You'll
we go on the
it.
Outside. We see a man in a flowery shirt and a nice pair of chinos. Right behind him, a man in a very loud jacket. It's a man in a very loud jacket and a man in a flowery T-shirt. A man in a flowery T-shirt. Oh, and he loses it out to the lady in the fascinator. Do you like that? Oh, hi, girls. We've got some young'uns here. Are you Molly?
Yes.
How old are you?
7.
7? No.
Molly, that dress is gorgeous.
Who are you wearing?
Where'd you get your dress?
What? Zara.
Lovely.
So, are you mum?
I am.
Hi, mum. So you brought the little ones with you today. Are they having a good time along with you?
They are, although they haven't won yet, have you, girls? So you're a bit disappointed. But Violet, what are you going to do on this?
Trying to find the fastest horse.
Violet's tip is to find the fastest horse, isn't it, Vi?
And where do you live? Don't give us your address. Which town do you live in, Violet?
Bognor Regis.
Bognor, and you've come all this way today. It's not too bad, though, was it? So you've had fun. Is this your first day at Goodwood?
Yes, it is. Yeah, well, this year it is. You came last year. You came 4 years ago, didn't you, when you were 3, Molly, for the first time? But, yeah, first time this week.
Well, you're very brave bringing the kids along, I think. A lot of people we've spoken to today have left them at home with Nan and Grandad, haven't they, BB? Yeah.
That had been the plan, says Mum. Sorry, Mum. Yeah.
Well,
Good luck, girls.
We've got our racing expert here, Molly, so you can have a word with him, because he's not very good at picking the right horses at the moment. All right, let's get some music on. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. It's Tom and BB mixing in with everybody down here at glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day.
Anything can make you sick. Even the good can be a curse. Makes it hard to know which road to go down. Knowing too much can get you hurt. Is it better? Is it worse? Are we sitting
BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Cheryl Cole there for you. So it's Tom and BB. Hi, I hope you're doing okay. We are live at glorious Goodwood today. The sun is beaming, has been all day. Sun cream is in order, I think, in the next few minutes. It's baking hot here. Let's just go straight down to the winner's enclosure, over to the paddock, where our racing expert Chris Loder is there with one of the female jockeys that's been racing here at Goodwood this week. Chris.
Yeah, that's right. I am here in the winner's enclosure with Megan Nichols, who actually rode a winner here yesterday. Megan, would you say that's one of the biggest winners of your career, if not your biggest career win?
Yeah, without a shadow of doubt.
you know, to get rides at these big meetings is one thing, and to ride and to ride a winner is another. And it's a great day and definitely the highlight of my career so far.
And would you say that this could be a platform to maybe go and get some more rides for more high-profile trainers?
I hope so. Obviously, that started to sort of happen this year, which is great. And, you know, I've been riding out and that's sort of starting to pay off. So, you know, look, it's a stepping stone in the right direction and hopefully it can continue that way.
And also as well, you're part of a competition called the Silk Series this year, which is an exclusive competition for female jockeys. And I believe you're top of the leaderboard. Is that another thing in your career that you want to achieve this year, retain your title?
Yeah, for sure. I've been lucky enough to win it the last 2 years. Super competitive and the girls are riding well. So, you know, it's not that easy, but we try our best. I'm, you know, like you say, I'm in front at the moment, so got to try and keep the ball rolling and get as many points as possible. And if we can get it for the third time, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, that was Megan Nichols there here in the winner enclosure. She's having a fantastic year and hopefully it can continue. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. That's really interesting, isn't it? And it's great, as we've learned today, BB, that the female riders are becoming more popular. There's more of them entering into the sport and joining in with the male riders, and it's on a level playing field.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't realise to the extent of it.
In the same
no.
races. Yeah, I absolutely. Think that's brilliant.
The next race is at 3:00. Mark Francis is with us here, down at the finishing line, just ahead of that race. Just the runners and riders, who are we looking out for in this next one in the next few minutes?
9 horses going to post for this mile and a half feature at Group 3 Qatar Gordon Stakes. Just 3 to highlight on. First is Constantinople, which is very hard to say. Ryan Moore on board for Aidan O'Brien could be going to the St. Ledger later on this year, as I mentioned. Dow Horace Agul for Danny Tudhope, second currently in the Jockeys' Championship for William Haggers. And just one more to throw at you, Jao Mu, James Doyle on board for Charlie Appleby in the Royal Blue Silks of Godolphin.
Okay, so Bibi, you and I are going to choose someone just for a bit of fun, just to cheer on at the finishing line.
Yeah.
So we'll stick our nose into the race card in just a second. Listen, here's our text number, 81333. Start your message with the word radio. Hey, anybody notice anything a little different about the music on our programme here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey? Drop us a text, say hi, and come and see us if you're down here at Glorious Goodwood. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and BB Lynch, Ladies Day, Glorious Goodwood. You join us as the third race of the day comes to a close. As I say those words, the horses in a very tight pack cross over the finishing line. Mark Francis, our racing expert, next to me, shouting at the top of his voice. That was an exciting one, wasn't it?
Certainly was. Over a mile and a half, you think they've only been, what, separated by lengths in the top three. The winner is Nairfrode, Sylvester D'Souza, former champion jockey, trainer Mark Johnson, who absolutely loves this meeting. We've just started August. In the end of July, he had 49 winners, and that is just absolutely incredible for a trainer. Nairfrode first, second was Constantinople for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien in second. I think third might be Spanish Mission for Jamie Spencer, but we'll have to look at the placings. Yes, confirmed third, Spanish Mission.
Incredibly exciting being here at Glorious Goodwood, and you have to salute the ground staff. The racecourse looks absolutely stunning today, and we've been on since midday, and if you've only just joined us, you've missed quite a historic day, actually. In the first sort of opening race, it's not really one of the official races here, but a charity race amongst the riders, celebrities and journalists taking part for charity. And BB, it was quite emotional around midday today.
It was so exciting, and we just saw the winning jockey, Hadija Mella, who's an 18-year-old young woman from Peckham, and she won the Magnolia Cup. And she's the first racer ever to wear a hijab. I just love it. I love that she's from Peckham. I love that she's racing for Brixton. This is just so, this is what the sport needs, she says. I don't know much about the sport, but you know,
yeah,
the perception.
Oh, totally.
Is. But on the news just now, and I love this, she's only been racing. The first time she got in a saddle was 6 weeks ago.
It just goes to show how far she's come along in such a short space of time. It's such a phenomenal achievement.
How long would that normally take a jockey?
Well, jockeys obviously come through the apprentice system, then they get their pro licence, which I've actually been looking at some of the interviews. She now wants a pro licence, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But the work she's put in for 6 weeks, yeah, that's a far better time period than probably regular jockeys. It might take years for them to come through.
Do you think it would take that long for Tom to learn how to be a commentator?
Are we going 6 weeks or years?
What do you think? Ooh. Be kind.
Okay, guys, all right. I just said once today that I think I'd be good at doing race commentary, and then that's it. I haven't heard the end of it.
You know, trainers, are they frustrated jockeys?
Are they what, sorry?
Frustrated jockeys.
Like football managers might be frustrated players.
It's a very good dynamic. I'm not too sure, actually. I think obviously you look at Dettori and all those, like, would they go into training? I don't really know. But having said that, quite a lot of jockeys recently have gone into training, Philip Makin. But having said that, they've gone into that career because of injuries. So right. That sort of decides it themselves.
Mark is with us throughout the afternoon. We're tied to the hip because we don't really know much about what we're looking at, if we're really honest, when it comes to the horses. So he's on hand for that. But Ladies' Day is a spectacular event to be at and to witness. It's my first Ladies' Day here at Goodwood. I've been here a few times over the years. It's BB's very first racing experience.
Yeah, how different is Ladies' Day to normal racing day at Goodwood, which must always be pretty great?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, racing it has its fans and people come for a good time and for the vibe of the atmosphere and the drinks and the food, and they really enjoy themselves. But today does have a special feel, not only just the outfits, but there's just a buzz around the place, and especially when the sun is out. And as I look at my co-host this afternoon, here's BB currently holding in one hand a clipboard, in the other hand a microphone, and between the fingers
yes,
a 99 with a flake.
Thank you so much.
So
it's an all natural ingredients, I think.
We were queuing up for an ice cream during the news. I realised after 10 minutes I was in the toilet queue and then had to move to my left. But we've all had an ice cream and we're really getting into the spirit of things as the next race is around sort of 25 minutes away. The fourth race is at 3:35.
This is the big one.
This is Frankie. Mark. Frankie's going to be in this one. We bumped into Frankie, had him on the program earlier on today, and we were within metres of him, weren't we, around half an hour ago. So Frankie should go well in this.
He should. He's got a very good chance of Madaya. John Gosden, we've seen that partnership twice already this week in the Group 1s. Always struck with Stradivarius in the Goodwood Cup, the same combo. And yesterday with Two Darn Hot in the Sussex Stakes. They've got a great chance in this race. The Qatar Nassau Stakes is the Group 1. That's the feature race of the afternoon. And forms part of the British Champion Series. A mile and 2 furlongs, so that's 10 furlongs. Again, they'll start over the far-hand side, but take the lower loop as they come round towards us. 9 horses going to post, so there's each way betting for 3 places. And the grand total prize, £600,000.
Oh, look at Tom's face.
It's just the money. I just can't get over the money involved in today's racing. It is extraordinary. There's a gaggle of ladies waving us over. I'm rather scared. Come with me, BB.
Okay.
We'll do that. Okay. We'll be back very shortly, live from glorious Goodwood. It's Tom and BB this afternoon on the afternoon programme. Welcome to the programme. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and BB Lynch live from glorious Goodwood. Day 3, it's Ladies' Day today, the best day in this racing calendar, not just for glorious Goodwood, but really the entire racing calendar over the year. We're very privileged to be here, we're having a great time, and Goodwood just looks magnificent. This race course set over 500 acres, all owned by the Duke of Richmond, who often wanders around. We've yet to see him actually today. I mean, this is his back garden, isn't it? Mark Francis, our racing expert with us. This is the Duke of Richmond's back garden. I mean, he could pop out in his pair of slippers and a pipe and a dressing gown if he really wants to.
It's really not that bad, is it? The ground conditions are absolutely superb, but not just the race course. We were speaking to the general manager earlier, but actually just the turf people are sitting on. You know, most race days that they have, what was it, 14, he said, apart from this, they're all parties going on after the race on Thursday and Friday nights. There are big stages here as well, not just here, but in the parade ring. The grass and the turf is phenomenal.
Yeah, the whole place is very spectacular. Goodwood always runs a best dress competition as well, which is always good fun. And we've seen so many amazing outfits today that could well be winners. Not just the ladies.
Yeah, well, not just the ladies. So Tom wouldn't let me near the men earlier, but I managed to run away and escape his grasp. Simon?
That's correct, yeah.
Simon, you look so great. Tell me about your suit.
Well, I went into Little London, bought it from a shop and put it on today.
So I'm saying it's grey and blue, tartan-y check. How would you describe it?
Tartan would be good. I'd say it's a three-piece, lovely suit.
Is it your first time at Ladies' Day?
Ladies' Day, yeah. Last time I came here, it was glorious Goodwood, and I won a race for £1,000 for a fiver.
You did not?
I did.
What did you spend it on?
My debts.
Awkward.
No, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. Are you having a fun time?
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely day. Beautiful. Beautiful women everywhere, beautiful people everywhere. The beer's flowing. What can I say? It's a great day.
And there's ice cream.
A lovely ice cream.
I'm going to get you some sprinkles.
Thank you, Vivi. All right, so the next race, not too far away. What time are we looking at? We're looking at 3:35, the fourth race, which is the big one today. Frankie Dettori will be running. It's a Group 1 race, which means the horses are in their prime. These are the horses that everyone's talking about. These are the horses that everybody's come to see, so we cannot wait for that. Stay with us if you can throughout the afternoon. We're here till 4 here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.
Checks out with hip and ting. Liquor beers, make my wine up my waist. Give me liquor beers, make my wine up my waist. Love is all I bring. And I'm a khaki suit and ting. Now pop, no style. I strictly roots.
BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, welcome to the programme. It's Tom Evans and Bibi Lynch live from Glorious Goodwood. It's Ladies' Day today. We've been here since midday and having the most fabulous time. Sun shining, everyone having a great time. It's such a wonderful atmosphere here. Everyone just sort of in it together, watching all the horses, having a little flutter here and there. Goodwood looking in fine form. Do you want some stats, Bibi? Do you want some Goodwood stats?
Hey, nerdy Tom.
I love my stats.
Hit me with your stats.
Well, I think everyone finds stats interesting.
I love a stat. I'm teasing you.
Frankie Dettori, who we had on the programme a couple of hours ago, he rode his very first winner here at Goodwood in 1987. 87. And he's back on again in around 10, 15 minutes. So we hope he goes well. The race course requires 9 miles of running rails. Those are the white rails that go round the race course.
Are they there all the time?
Yes, I believe they are. You look over to our racing expert, Mark Francis. They're there all the time, aren't they?
Absolutely. Just going back to Frankie Dettori, if he wins this race, it'll be his 12th Group 1 in the space of 2 months, which is just such an outstanding record.
He's like the Lionel Messi of the football world, if you will. He's the Robert De Niro of the acting world. Do you know what I mean?
Are you going to carry on?
I've got no other words for you.
I'm out of words. Can I say something about Messi and Frankie Dettori? They've both had little kind of moments within their sport that's been a bit dodgy. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, if it's...
Why are you both looking at me like that? Because I just brought the mood down a bit.
just a little bit.
But he's back. He's back victorious. That's the point.
Yeah, he did have a spell on the sidelines for one reason or another, but now he's back tied with John Gosden. He had to switch roles with William Buick. William Buick rode for John Gosden, got the job with Godolphin, who are the Royal Blue Jackets. Meanwhile, Frankie Dettori, who wore the blue jacket for Godolphin, switched to John Gosden, and since then he's been having so much success.
Is there trainer rivalry?
I guess there must be. Like in any sport, trainer rivalry. And I guess a lot of the jockeys and the trainers, they switch between, do they, between the stables?
Yeah, you can say there's a little bit of rivalry. As I mentioned earlier, Frankie Dettori will usually ride for John Gosden and Ryan Moore will usually ride for Aidan O'Brien. But having said that, Aidan O'Brien had 6 horses, I think, in the Epsom Derby and Frankie Dettori rode one of them. So it just goes to show, really, you want the best jockey on board. There isn't really rivalry like football. It's not like your Arsenal, Tottenham, yeah, Man United, play, yeah, Man City. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, they're the best jockeys. You're going to take advantage of them.
Chris Loder is in the paddock for us today, just sort of 10 minutes away until the next race. Chris, what can you tell us?
Yeah, the jockeys are now all in the parade ring and they're just about to have their photo taken against a banner which has got their horse on. It's kind of like, if you can imagine Formula One, maybe with like the grid girls holding up the number of each car. So it looks kind of like that. And the reason they do this is for every Group 1 race, it's part of what they call a British Champion Series. So the winner of the Nassau Stakes today will get an automatic entry for Champions Day at Ascot. And that's for all the top level races in the UK throughout the flat season. And the Champions Day takes place at Ascot in the autumn, around about October time. So the winner of the race today will get automatic entry to that race at Ascot. Also as well, just to mention that we've got a French raider in here as well. That's quite unusual with Chanel, who won the Group 1 Prix de Diane. And also as well, we've got a horse here called Deirdre, which has come all the way from Japan. And Oisin Murphy, who we were speaking about earlier in the show, who's going for the Flat Jockeys Championship, he's been booked to ride that. And there's been a couple of Japanese horses come over here in the past few weeks, and he's struck up a relationship with them. So there'll be people watching this race in Japan, and it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning out there, and the Japanese love their horse racing. So if this horse didn't necessarily win but maybe made the frame, that would be definitely a popular runner down there.
Yeah, Chris, thank you very much. Chris Loder down in the paddock for us in that sort of VIP zone, which we were down there earlier, BB, and that we might try and have a nip back there a little later on, but that was so exciting, being so close to these are magnificent beasts and the jockeys. We were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, which beasts were you talking about?
The horses.
Watching the jockeys being psyched up, I thought was really interesting. I love the psychology behind sportsmen. I think that's really interesting. And they were sportswomen and sports people, yes. I love that psychology. Yeah. I think I'm surprised we were allowed to be there.
Well, I mean, I nearly got thrown out. I tripped up a jockey.
Why did you do that?
I didn't mean to twice. Yeah, poor guy. Get me evils as he got up onto his horse, didn't he? Incredible. Listen, we're here till 4 o'clock, so try and stay with us if you can on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. This is Rihanna. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Tom Evans and B.B. Lynch at Glorious Goodwood today. What a sight we've got in front of us here. It's Ladies' Day. It's the place to be seen, I have to say. We've come up to the top of the grandstand just to get a different vantage point here. Now, this is the place to be seen, isn't it, B.B.?
Why didn't we come up here earlier? I mean, it's lovely to see everyone and to be down there, but this is, you can see everything. You can see everyone in all their finery and all the bars and all the little shady areas where people are sitting, and you can see the course. And you can see the downs and just miles of fields behind. This is so incredible.
It does feel like you're in a movie somewhat. I mean, this is postcard stuff. It's so picturesque. And that's why Goodwood is just the place to come, isn't it? It's right at the centre of the racing calendar. Everybody wants to be seen here. And what's interesting, actually, if you look down in front and top of everyone, because we've got a really great vantage point, is that there are thousands of Panama hats being worn by the gentlemen. And I didn't realise until today, but that's like a fashion statement here only at Goodwood.
Just a good one.
I believe so, yeah. For the guys, you need to be wearing a Panama hat.
Do you own one?
No, I do not, I'm afraid, but I think I should get one if we come again next year.
Do you want me to grab one?
If that's all right. But for your first ever racing experience and, you know, Ladies' Day for you here, this has really opened your eyes up to this kind of event, hasn't it?
Yeah, and do you know why? If I'm honest as well, I guess I could have come along to one maybe years ago, but I felt like it might be a little bit too hoity-toity, and it's not. It's actually really inclusive and just a really gorgeous, relaxed atmosphere.
So you definitely would bring some mates back and you'd make a day of it with the girls?
Definitely, definitely.
All right, our next race is not too far away, in the next few minutes, actually, so we'll try and bring you as much of that as we can. Let's just have a quick look at the weather. Where we are, absolutely beautiful here at Goodwood. Today should be dry for most of us, with sunny intervals and some light winds. Any clouds will clear by about 5 this afternoon, leaving a nice sunny late afternoon, highs of 24 degrees. Then this evening, cloudy but dry and not too cold for us. Temperatures dropping to 14 degrees Celsius, so it should be a fairly comfortable night. Tomorrow, very similar to today, actually, temperature-wise anyway. Dry, cloudy, with some more spells of sunshine and not too hot. 23 degrees Celsius.
BBC Sussex.
Travel you trust.
Starting first with some better news on the M25 clockwise. Now, there was some wood along the carriageway between Juncture 5 at the M26 and 6 for Godstone. I can see on the cameras, though, they've just moved out of the way onto the hard shoulder. So two lanes were closed there very briefly, so it is quite busy on the approach. Better news in Littlehampton, the A259 has just been confirmed by the police. Now, the eastbound side has just reopened between the Body Shop roundabout and the Mill Lane roundabout. The accident has been recovered now, so hopefully delays will start to ease off in the area, but it is still busy and Worthing Road, particularly eastbound there between the A259 and Mill Lane, as people were using that stretch to divert from the closure. Now, this just in for Shoreham, the A27 Shoreham bypass. We're being told, we had a call actually from Ant to say that a van has broken down on the westbound stretch at Senning Road. That's the A283 turning. So the outside lane is blocked at the moment, causing some build-up on that approach. We'll bring you more on that as we get it. Now, it's better news on the Hindhead Tunnel, the A3. This is now returning to normal southbound as the breakdown's been recovered. But delays continue for Farnham, the A31 Farnham bypass, still very, very slow on both the approaches to Hickley's Corner. With delays here back to the Coxbridge roundabout and back to the Shepherd and Flock roundabout. That's long-term roadworks. On the rails now, Southern are suspended further afield between Portsmouth Harbour and Fratton. And on the ferries, Whitelink now have a revised service in place between Portsmouth and Ryde. I'm Hannah Trinder at the BBC Travel Centre.
BBC Sussex.
Made in Sussex for Sussex.
BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, Tom Evans and BB Lynch here at Glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day, and we were hoping to see the fourth race of the day at 3:35 from our amazing vantage point at the top of the grandstand, but we hear things may well have been delayed. Let's go to the paddock, and our racing expert Chris Loder's there. Chris, what can you tell us?
Yeah, there's just going to be a delay by a few minutes. That's because one of the horses is going to have to be reshod. It's basically lost a shoe, so it's like got to go down. It'll probably be reshod down at the start by the farrier, and there's a real skill to that. It's a very hard trade to learn, but that's why there's going to be a delay. Basically, the horse is having a new shoe.
A few shoes have been lost today, I have to say, Chris, being Ladies' Day. There's been a selection of stilettos as we've passed, sort of stuck in the ground, haven't they, PB?
The only reason I haven't taken my shoes off is because I didn't fake tan my feet.
I love the honesty. I love the honesty. Well, the horses in front of us will be off very shortly, and they sort of stride out for about a furlong or so just to warm up. Not at a full tilt, not at a full gallop, but just a nice easy stretch just to get the lungs into the horse's air, the air into the horse's lungs, I should say, before they start the race. So we'll play you some Sugar Babes and we'll be back for the next race here at Glorious Goodwood on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Sugar Babes then on the programme. Afternoon, Tom Evans and Bebe Lynch here live at Ladies' Day at Glorious Goodwood. It's the third day of racing. It's the most fabulous day. The sun is shining. The race course looks spectacular, as do the ladies. Hi, everybody. So this is great. Listen, Bebe, you jump in there and have a chat to some of the girls.
Hello, how are you? Who are you?
I'm Ruth from Southampton. I'm the landlady of the Pear Tree, and this is all my girls.
Girls! Ruth, are you ruling this roost?
Yes, I am. Of course. But of course.
Why is this your first Ladies' Day?
No, we come every year. This is about the 12th.
Why do you love it?
Oh, because the ambience, the betting, just the people, it's lovely.
This is my first time. I should have asked you this at the beginning of the show, but what are your tips for me as a novice?
Oh.
Yeah, don't follow us.
we haven't won very much, so no. I don't know, really. It's just... No, it's not about the winning. It's just having a good day with the girls.
You look so beautiful. Where's your dress from?
Roman.
Roman?
Yeah.
Who's Roman?
I don't know who Roman is.
A Roman original. How fabulous. Have a lovely day, everyone. Try not to drink too much, girls. Come on. We won!
I have to say, this huddle of ladies have got it absolutely right. Look at this picnic bag. You're all drinking water. Well done. What's your name?
Sandy,
hi, I'm Tom. Sandy, can I be really rude and do a very ungentlemanly thing and snoop inside your picnic bag? Is that all right? Let's have a look what you got in here. You got some mini cheddars, that's very nice. You got some 18 savoury eggs and some southern fried chicken straws. How much chicken are in there? And what have we got here?
Pick and mix.
What are these?
Tesco's pick and mix.
Tesco, so you're not... So you're buying in for the day?
I've got fizzy.
Absolutely.
You've got some tonic water as well. Would I like one? Is that all right? I'm going to have a pasty. Bebe, would you like a pasty? Yeah. Can we get two pasties on order? Thank you.
And would you like a pork pie?
I'm all right for pork pie. One for Bebe. Just by the way, just to let everyone know that's listening to the programme right now, the race has been delayed. We're not ignoring the racing and just chatting up the ladies. And I'll take a pork pie. I'll take a pork pie. I'm all right for water. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, everybody. See, this is the thing, Bebe, about Ladies' Day. And racing in general. It's not just necessarily about the racing. It's about the picnics.
So it's always about the food. I'm a little upset there were no dips.
Yeah.
I thought rude to ask.
Anyone got any dips? No, we shouldn't ask that. We'll leave them alone
too
now.
Too rude.
So the delayed 3:35 has yet to get underway. We're still waiting. We believe it's to do with a loose horseshoe. Mark Francis, our racing expert, can you hear us at the back there?
I certainly can hear you.
So what can you tell us then at this stage, looking at the big screen, we're waiting for Frankie to ride in this race, is that right?
We are. I can also see Nialetti without her rider at the minute. 9 fillies at the post for this Qatar Nassau Stakes. Currently Joe Fanning is off. I think they're going to try and load the horse without the jockey. She is due to go into stall number 6, but you can maybe see on the big screen, or if you've got excellent eyes, possibly like me, and look over right on the far hand side of the course, that there are a few stall handlers trying to urge her in. I think they're going to try and get her in and then load everyone else. So they've gone without Joe Fanning at the minute, and as you can see, all the other 8 fillies are standing patiently.
And Frankie's in there. What colour? What are his silks, so we can keep a close eye out?
So Frankie Dettori is riding Medaya, number 9. The colours, red, dark blue sleeves and a white cap. She was 7th in the Oaks, but her record, aside from that, has seen her win 3 times.
Bebe, you're thrilled to be watching Frankie. You've actually met the guy and interviewed him years ago.
I interviewed him and he made a huge impression on me. I apparently didn't count. But but he's a brilliant sportsman. I loved him. And I loved that. Do you know what I loved about him? He was a sportsman that wasn't PR anodyne. He had things to say. He had character. Do you know what I mean? When people have the kind of quotes beaten out of them almost, he's just a character. He's a superstar. I really hope he does well.
So the horses are in the stalls there. They're waiting for one or two more to go in. Mark, when they're underway, how much, and I hope this is not too much of a naive question, but how much does the jockey count? Do the horses not, you know, they know what's going on. They just go for it. Is it just a case of, you know, gauging the speed, essentially?
Yeah, speed, I suppose direction as well. There are a couple of different, like, tracks over the far-hand side. You probably won't see it here, but there's two loops coming into the home turn. Also, in terms of effort, the jockey calls for maximum effort, usually about 2 furlongs from the finish. But then again, if a horse is not given 110%, that's what they're there for. We've only got a couple left to go forward, Tom. The last one looks to be Raw Dar. And we're ready for the 2019 Qatar Nassau Stakes. Last one is forward, a group one over 10 furlongs. And they're off, and the slowest to begin was Just Wonderful, but the 9 fillies are away, and the first to show is Sun Maiden right up against the inside rail. But look at Frankie Dettori dart forward ahead of her, and he's nabbed the rail himself now. So Madaya leads the field, a merry dance, tracked by Hermosa there. Right on the outside. Next comes Naya Letty on the outside of Sun Maiden, then Maxad. Three behind her include Deirdre, Maxard, and also Raw Dar. They've gone through the first couple of furlongs, and it's Frankie Dettori aboard Medaya on the inside rail, tracked through by Hermosa and Raya Moore. These two fillies have 3 lengths in hand on the third Sun Maiden. On the outside of her is Naya Letty and Joe Fanny. Up against the rail is Chanel and Pierre-Charles Boudot. On the outside of her is Maxad, Jim Crowley. Right up against the rail is Deirdre and Usheen Murphy, the Japanese runner, and the only one behind her, tracking the field, is Raw Dar and Danny Tadoke. They come towards the top of the bend now. 3.5 furlongs left to go. Medaya, Frankie Dettori seeking his hat-trick of wins of Group 1s here at Glorious Goodwood this week. Tracked by Hermosa in second, Ryan Moore with his finger edged on the button. Sun Maiden on the inside rail, on the outside is Naya Letty. In fifth is Chanel, sixth Maxad. Behind those Just Wonderful, Raw Dar and Deirdre. They come towards the cutaway. Still Frankie Dettori looks happy on Medaya. Ryan Moore now beginning to ask Hermosa a couple of questions. Then comes Sun Maiden, tracked through by the French raider Chanel. On the outside, Naya Letty. Maxad looks to improve. Still Raw Dar and Deirdre with plenty to do, along with Just Wonderful. A couple of furlongs left to go. Frankie shakes the reins of Medaya. The response is imminent. Tracked through now by Sun Maiden. Hermosa's gone wrong. She's at the back of the field. She won't be winning today. Frankie Dettori at the furlong pole has a length clear in front of Deirdre. He's made great ground for the back of the field. Then Raw Dar and Sun Maiden. It's Frankie Dettori. Deirdre on the rail. Will she get there? Usheen Murphy. Deirdre from Medaya. Deirdre's going to get there. Deirdre, what a win for Japan. Usheen Murphy in the saddle. A win for Mitsuru Hashida. Japan take the Qatar Nassau Stakes of 2019. In second there, we'll have to wrap up the placings in a second. It was Medaya and Frankie Dettori. Not sure who nabbed third, but what a win for Japan. Just goes to show, Tom, that Glorious Goodwood is all about the international stage, and Japan will be taking home the £600,000 prize with Deirdre.
Mark, that was absolutely stunning. Thank you very much. Frankie coming in second place. This gentleman here just jumped for joy. What does that mean for you?
It just means my mum just won on Deirdre, because it's a great name.
Simple as that?
Simple as that, yeah.
How much is she going to be taking home?
How much are you taking home?
Here's mum. Congratulations. She's got no idea. She's taking selfies of us.
Yeah.
Thrilling race, though, that one.
It really was. I thought my 50-1 nearly came in, and I was buzzing, but oh well. Deirdre won, so you can't be bad about that.
What a finish. BB, Frankie was holding it and then just let it slip.
Hear it. Deirdre. You lost to Deirdre. I don't know what to... I mean, life shouldn't be about that, should it?
Absolutely thrilling. What an experience to be at Glorious Goodwood on a day like this at the finishing post to see that. And they come through at a canter, don't they?
That's terrifying, actually, isn't it? It's got really exhilarating. I've been to MotoGP before and your heart goes. It's a visceral response to it. And it's like that here. It's amazing.
Mark Francis, our racing expert. Frankie had it, Mark. He had it. And then about half a furlong out, he lost it. We're right in front of us now is the winning horse. As literally a yard away, as he's pumping his fist, going up and down in front of the crowd, like a little victory salute, up and down, saluting everyone in his red silks and his red cap and white sleeves. He's sort of perched up on the top of the horse, not in a traditional jockey stance, just more casually as if he's riding a bike. But that was really wonderful to see that little victory run in front of us.
Nod to the crowd as well. That's so cool. A little lap of honour. It's amazing.
Sorry, Mark Francis, our racing expert. Frankie let it slip at the end.
You could say so. I think more of the horse was actually outstayed by Deirdre. And just the man on board you were referring to there, Ashin Murphy, that is a massive victory for the Irishman, extending his lead in the Jockeys Championship. Another Group 1 to his CV. And this is why these sort of jockeys, up and down the country, left and right, putting in everything. He picked up the ride here on Mitsuru Hashida's horse, Deirdre, who ran at Ascot last time, Royal Ascot. Didn't really be seen to best effect. 13 lengths behind the winner. But that is an almighty performance. Much on better ground here this afternoon. And I think just really outstayed Madai. It was a bold show from Frankie Dettori, and you think from half a furlong left to go, he might have nabbed it, but really, I think Deirdre, all the plaudits should go to her. So, what a performance. Great ride, and what a victory for Deirdre.
So, welcome to the programme. If you have joined us, we're here for, well, till four, not long now. It's Tom Evans and BB Lynch on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, live from glorious Goodwood. Tom Evans and BB Lynch. Hi there, welcome to the programme. It's BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. We are live at glorious Goodwood for Ladies' Day. We've just seen the most magnificent race happen right in front of us with the winning horse, Deirdre. We can see now in the paddock, in the winner's enclosure, buckets of water being thrown over the horse just to cool it down, BB.
Or is that a perverse celebration? Is it,
traditions.
Cheap celebration?
There are traditions in racing. Frankie being one of them, having one of them, doing that famous leap off the horse after a winner. Mark Francis, our racing expert. What happens to the horses now? The race is done. So what happens to them?
Well, it gets a very deserved pat on the back by all the connections. There's many surrounding the horse, as you can see on the big screen now, posing for a photograph. Got the official blanket on the back, the Qatar Nassau Stakes winner. So a nice bucket of water all over the back just to cool the horse down, of course. You know, soaring temperatures out there. Travelling about 40 miles an hour, so it'll be a very warm horse. We'll be given a nice drink, a few twirls in the paddock to show off the winner of the race, and then back home it goes.
I'd want a massage.
You would.
If I was a horse, I'd want a massage after doing that. The horse must have to kind of wind down. You know that we stretch after we work out.
Yeah. Oh, they are pampered.
Are they pampered
afterwards. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. They are treated like absolute kings and queens, these horses, particularly the Group 1s, of course. But even at the lower levels, the treatment these horses get is second to none.
So it's Ladies' Day here at Glorious Goodwood. If it's a day you've never experienced, we urge you to do it next year if you haven't been able to make it down today. We've had so much fun. We're going to get one more song on. And maybe you've noticed that every single artist we've played on this programme has been female.
Stop.
There you go. BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, live from Goodwood. Welcome to the programme. It's Tom Evans and BB Lynch here. We've been down here all day today, since midday. We've had the most fabulous Ladies' Day. BB, your first time at the races, let alone first time for your Ladies' Day. What your highlights been?
I'm honestly a little overwhelmed. I've just had such a great day. I mean, I think I've been spoiled because it's the most incredible. Who knew Sussex was this beautiful? Did everyone know? And I didn't. No one told me. It's so gorgeous here. So the people, the views, the racing. I wish Frankie Dettori had won, but the fact that he was so close to me, that was a highlight. But Gadai Jamela winning on Havilland has made my day. And Cornelius Lycett, the brilliant sports correspondent, racing correspondent, has tweeted about it, saying what a remarkable achievement it was by an 18-year-old. So I'm just, that's my highlight. What about you?
Yeah. Exactly that, the fact that this girl had only gone on a horse 6 weeks ago, and then here she is winning at glorious Goodwood. Just wonderful. We've had a great day. Mark Francis, our racing expert, has been with us. Thank you for all that amazing insight. There is another race to come. Frankie will be running again.
Yeah, three more races to come. Frankie's last ride actually comes at 4:45. It's in a maiden filly stakes. He rides Crayland for Michael Bell. So a good chance in there. But as you mentioned, as I said, a maiden filly stakes. These horses have hardly ever raced before, if they have ever. So there will be a few babies out and probably a bit clueless what they're doing.
We've had a wonderful day. It's been great to meet so many amazing people. The best dressed competition, which is one of the highlights of the day, will happen a little later on. So now,
Are we entered?
I'm looking around. Are we entered? No, producer's shaking his head. Absolutely not. Not a chance. Thank you for being with us then throughout the programme today. We've had a great time. The sun has been shining on us. It has been absolutely amazing. Goodwood, in all its splendour, has been tremendous. We've had a wonderful time. Sarah Gorrell on the way with Drive next here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.
Made in Sussex for Sussex.
On FM.
Online.
Digital radio.
And smart speaker.
This is BBC Sussex.
It's